News. Tomorrow's news today.
It is Monday, October 27th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the battle-scarred, battle-hardened InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting defiantly against tyrants worldwide. We are now officially entering the 280th day of the return of the American Republic. We are at a fourth turning. We're at a mega change point. We're at a massive crossroads. No sociologist, no historian, no futurist, no analyst disagrees. And the globalists thought they would use this period to bring in their dystopic New World Order. Now, there's still lots of those ingredients and lots of issues and problems. But the question is, who will control the direction of those technologies and how they're used for total enslavement or empowerment? Undoubtedly, it's a Trojan horse, and things don't look good. But we have to keep fighting. Where they do look good is humanity awakening. So, Trump knows that NATO and the EU started the war with Russia. They don't want it to end. Trump has become increasingly frustrated with it. He decided over a week ago not to give tomahawks to Zelensky. And so now the EU and NATO say they are going to give comparable or even more advanced weapons to them, which will lead to absolute escalation on the escalatory ladder. Well, Putin is amassing nuclear weapons and attack submarines. There's excellent maps in the Daily Mail that show this. We can pull up. In the Arctic Circle, as Russia prepares for war with NATO, there is no doubt that that's going on. I'm showing you some footage here of the Skyfall ballistic missile factory. Putin sends chilling World War III threat with flying Chernobyl nuke. The classified missile is rumored to go up to Mach 15, can change direction midair, and the Russians believe no one has any chance of shooting it down. They've already tested earlier versions of it on Ukraine, and you notice even with high-tech missile defense systems, it could not be stopped. And so they have hypersonic missiles that fly hundreds of feet above the ground. They have ballistic missiles. The Russians have it all. And the U.S. says Russia is ahead of us in hypersonic missiles. I know one thing about the Pentagon. They have got most of the really powerful stuff is secret. Pentagon always keeps about two generations of weapons up their sleeve. But it doesn't matter. The Russians have almost a 2-to-1 nuke superiority to the U.S. And once this starts, it doesn't matter who wins because nobody wins. We could shoot down 95% of their missiles and they'd still completely destroy us. Every city, every military base will be just flattened. Yeah, here's a classified unnamed ballistic missile. And it dropped a whole bunch of dummy warheads, no explosives in them, as a demonstration. Remember that? Right when Biden said, I'm going to give long-range cruise missiles. And Putin said, okay, watch this. And he hit a missile factory. And later they released the photos of it. And it showed a whole bunch of these buildings with perfect holes right in the center of each one. And the Western media went, look, not a powerful missile, because it didn't even have warheads on it, dumbass. It was MIRV demonstration. And I said that, and a week later, Russia said, yes, we were demonstrating that we can get through your defenses and deliver nuclear payloads. We just sent a demonstration. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If I was Maduro, I'd head to Russia or China right now.
Because?
His days are numbered. Something's going to happen. Whether it's internal or external, I think something's going to happen.
The firepower that's off the coast, right? This is an armada. This is a lot of U.S. forces. Are we about to invade Venezuela?
I don't think so. I mean, if we do, I'd be surprised.
Earlier this month, President Trump announced he approved covert CIA operations inside Venezuela.
What do you think removing Maduro would signal to other socialist regimes in the area?
It'll be the end of Cuba.
Cuba relies on subsidized Venezuelan oil to prop up its economy. You
know, America is going to take care of the southern hemisphere, and we're going to make sure that there's freedom and democracy.
The examples you're citing also involve ground troops. You said time for Maduro to go.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot like regime change. Are you talking about troops on the ground?
I'll let the president speak to that. I'm talking about a briefing that would expand military operations potentially from the sea to the land. It is time for Maduro to go. It was time for Ortega to go. The Monroe Doctrine has been robustly applied by President Trump. So these military assets are moving forward to deal with a country that's got blood on its hands when it comes to Americans by flooding our country with drugs from Venezuela and Colombia. So I hope Maduro would leave peacefully, but I don't think he's going to stay around much longer. I think President Trump is tired of Venezuela being used as a staging platform to pause.
And now Venezuela is claiming the capture of a CIA group, accuses U.S. of false flag. We'll be getting to that. All right, here's what's going on, and I explained this last night. If you understand all the chess pieces on the board and what Trump's doing, we must secure our hemisphere. We must get Mexico out of the business of being a narco-terrorist state working for Venezuela. If you take down Venezuela, then Cuba falls. It's already on the verge of that. The people are in literal slavery. And then Mexico's boss is taken out of the equation. Now, I know the CIA for 70 years has been working with the cartels, playing them off against each other, and the U.S. banks have been laundering the money. That's come out in congressional hearings. That's been known forever. Everybody always points towards press conferences in the 90s with reporters, you know, we know you're bringing the drugs in. Everybody goes, ooh, they said they are. No, well, there's been congressional hearings where it's been declassified. It's terrible. And if you pull up the New York Times from January of this year, 2 days after Trump was sworn in, they're like, experts warn, declaring the drug cartels terrorist groups and cutting off the drugs will collapse the stock market. Well, not if Trump brings in $18 trillion in investment that's now committed. About $7, $8 trillion is already here. Trump has always been anti-drug, for real. He's obsessed with it. His brother died of alcoholism. He'll disown anybody in his family he catches taking a drink, much less drugs. So with Trump, and I agree with Trump, the numbers I've gotten is they don't track most of the fentanyl deaths. They say 140,000, 160,000 a year on average. But what I've always been told by the hospitals and law enforcement is they go, it's easily double. It's like Border Patrol says, 25 million illegals under Biden. They only caught like 20%. And that's 11, 12 million. So, no, the number's much higher. And it's the same thing. Trump said last week from his, the intel he's been given, 300,000 people a year die of fentanyl. All I know is everybody I know's got family dead from fentanyl. And most of them didn't even know they were taking fentanyl. They thought they were buying ecstasy, or they thought they were buying some weird marijuana vape. Dead. Yeah, there's the New York Times. How labeling cartels terrorists could hurt the U.S. economy. So some of the listeners and some of the other pundits attacking me, which is fine. I'm a big boy. I actually like it. Sends more people to the show. They're misrepresenting and saying Jones has sold out. Jones is now pro-war. No, I am anti offensive war. I have opposed every war since I've been on air for 31 years, other than taking out Somali pirates that were taking ships and doing all that. I've supported a few rescue operations and things, but I've been against every one of these wars. When Trump got lured in with a fake chemical attack when he was first in office in 2017, I blew up and said, you better stop, or I'm getting off the Trump train, and he reversed himself and later found out he was wrong. And right before Trump got back in this year, NATO and Turkey and Israel overthrew it, put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge. It's terrible. That's who the CIA would want. That's who Netanyahu wants, is the literal leader of Al-Qaeda. So I don't like regime change because the CIA is so evil that they tend to put people even in worse, like Saddam. Late 1950s, 18 years old, promising young cadet in the Iraqi military, gets hired by the CIA, trains for over a year in Egypt. This is all declassified. Is sent in to try to assassinate the leader of the Ba'ath Party in Iraq. The president fails, is wounded. Look all this up, escapes. Quite the badass, but killed a bunch of people himself. But didn't get the president. Then the CIA comes to him and says, make Saddam the head of your security, make a deal with us, and we will, this is in 79, this is years later, they brought him back, the new president, and they said, and we'll make a deal with you. Well, then Saddam, for the CIA, overthrew the president, and then the CIA says, okay, Saddam, attack Iran. The Iran-Iraq war lasts 6 years, kills about 3 million people, a couple million Iranians, million Iraqis. 1990, he's pissed off that Kuwait slant drilling. Now he's being told you got to pay back this $20 billion. He's like, well, my deal isn't that. The U.S. Ambassador April Gillespie on TV with him says, he goes, I'm going to invade Kuwait. She goes, we don't get involved with inter-Arab affairs. Go ahead. He invades, and then the rest is history. And then he finally, 2003, reinvade, find him in the spider hole, execute him. The guy literally was a servant of the United States of America. I mean, he played rock and roll and sold Playboy on the store shelves. I'm not saying that's a symbol of freedom, but I'm just saying this was not a Islamic nut job. And that's how he got treated. Bikinis, Playboy magazine, vodka sold on store shelves. He loved America. And the average American was told he was this horrible demon. Well, I mean, he was our killer. Yeah. But he wanted success for Iraq. And under his leadership, their population doubled in less than 15 years. Medicine, hospitals, everything. And then the U.S. came in, put massive sanctions on, starved millions of Iraqis to death, mainly children. So don't tell me about how regime change is bad and I've sold out. I haven't. I go on for hours about the CIA and regime change. Getting rid of pro-America Mohammed Mossadegh, 53, Operation Ajax. Gaddafi comes in, gives the West all his investment, brings in the West. He wants to stabilize Africa. They set him up, they rape him to death, and they kill him. But Nicolas Maduro is a horrible, evil communist. You know the communists over there because they're all fat. Everybody else is starving. Thousands a month on record starved to death there. got more oil and resources than any other country in the world. Venezuela is incredibly rich. Used to be richer than we were for the average person. So, Nicolas Maduro might look like Saddam Hussein, just like Trudeau looks like Fidel Castro, but no relation there. The issue is the Venezuelans, with their voting machine companies and all the rest of it, because the globalists go down there to set it up and projects power through the drug cartels, the big banks launder, the CIA, all of it. The Democrats and the deep state have been using Venezuela to prop up their operations. So you get Maduro out, and the Democrats literally have their main cash cow, other than Ukraine, their main money laundering operation shut down. So I want to end the Democrat deep state war on America. I want to end the Democrat deep state funded Ukraine war. This is all anti-war. This is all stability. This is all stabilization. The globalists want destabilization. Trump and I hope you want stabilization. So the aircraft carriers and the missile cruisers and the Marines and the Delta Force and the Night Stalkers, all of that is to let the communists know, get rid of Maduro, he better leave, or we'll do whatever it takes escalatory to get rid of him. Because in the real war planning, now that Trump's asking what's the real war plan for America, the other war plans were make the world hate us, take over countries, take over Iraq, give the oil to China, do all these things where we get the bad name, we get the debt, we get the dead troops, we commit the war crimes, and the globalists in China prosper. That's over. That's why they don't like Trump. And again, I model my worldview off of Thomas Jefferson, undoubtedly one of the greatest philosophers and statesmen of all time. Wrote the Declaration of Independence, wrote almost the entire Constitution, created the Bill of Rights in all the permutations, took him years to get the states to sign off. Tried to ban slavery in the first Constitution. Thomas Jefferson was an isolationist unless we were attacked. And when the Barbary States, a whole bunch of pirate city-states on the coast of the Middle East, were hijacking our ships, putting the women, if they caught any of those, into slavery, killing the men, stealing everything. Europe kept paying bounties to these people for hundreds of years. And he sent the Marines out. It took them 3 years, but they wiped out the Barbary pirates, and they had to invade dozens of fortresses in different areas. And it stopped. Then he left office. A decade later, they do it again, and the next president has the Barbary War II. So this is the Barbary War. But this isn't just about stealing our ships, hijacking our ships, and putting our people into slavery, which the precious Muslims do. Mondani lectures us against slavery when it's the West that ended it, you piece of filth, and you know that. Only place that slavery is still legal is in multiple Muslim countries, where Ilhan Omar's family ran it, so she lectures us. So this is about our hemisphere, and this is about projecting power, and this is about securing our sovereignty and the hundreds of thousands of dead a year from fentanyl. Those boats are coming like missiles loaded with explosives, but instead of a 2,000-pound cruise missile killing, you know, a few hundred people, it kills millions. There's enough drugs on those boats to kill millions of people if they all took it at once. But undoubtedly, each one of those boats is going to kill thousands of people that overdose. That stuff's so strong, a cop will reach in a purse, touch a little bit of fentanyl, starts having convulsions 20 seconds later. I mean, if they don't get the drugs in them right there to counteract it, dead. And these drug dealers lace marijuana, vapes with it. I tell young people, I say, listen, when I was growing up, I wasn't really a drug person, but I tried this, tried that at parties. And I knew people back then, you know, that would get bad drugs, whatever, you know, OD, die, you name it. And I said, thank God I never took drugs very much, just a few times. But I said, now they want you addicted. You can't smoke marijuana. You can't smoke an off-market, underground vape. If you're going to vape, don't do it, but you'll buy it from a store, whether it's tobacco, nicotine, whatever it is. Do not take any drugs. Do not take any illegal drugs because they're putting fentanyl in almost all of it. And the idiot loading it wants to get you addicted because they sell you the vape. And they load too much. You take your puff, you're dead. Or you're in a coma. I mean, let me tell you what keeps me up at night is fentanyl. Now there's all these other crazy drugs just as bad that haven't proliferated yet. Because I got four children, 23, 21, 17, and 8. And thank God the three older ones never got into drugs. And you know why? Because they saw enough friends end up in the hospital or dead. Yep, here's a police officer that touched some fentanyl. I mean, this is no game. So all you people out there saying, oh, you're for offensive war, you're a warmonger, oh, what Trump's doing is illegal, blowing up these boats, 10 of them in one submarine, that's 11 strikes. So have you gone to the funerals like I have? So you support them shipping stuff in here that's killing millions of people. Low estimate, 2 million, high estimate, 3.5 million people. That's more people than have died in all U.S. wars combined. Did you know that? Why does Pelosi call TDA and MS-13 God's children, and why do they rally behind gang leaders and try to keep them from being deported? Because they're laundering trillions. Yeah, the CIA used to be in the business, and now the Democrats have fully taken it over. And that's their business. You can't just cut off USAID. You can't just cut off the NGOs. You've got to cut off Venezuela. And so I don't like Lindsey Graham. He wants us to have nuclear war with Russia. But I played a clip of him because there he is, and he loves every war he ever saw. And what he said there is true. Broken clocks are right twice a day. Blind hogs can't find acorns. Yeah, they're not animals. They're God's children, MS-13, says Pelosi. So I can't sit here like a coward and just say, nope, our military can't ever do anything because Trump is different. Now, I have said, whereas I understand Trump's thinking, and if he decides to strike Venezuela even more hardcore, I'm going to back him. And not sit here in armchair quarterback or Monday morning quarterback or backseat drive. But I think maximum pressure and continue to destroy the drug boats and then prosecuting NGOs, Democrat law firms that literally work with Venezuela on record. We know the networks. Shut the networks down here. I think it's a real gamble to escalate into full war with Venezuela. They got a lot of high-tech Russian weapons, 5,000 missiles they just moved to their coast, any ship, any aircraft, some real nasty stuff. And the CIA is there. And what have I been saying the last few months? I said, I'm worried about a Bay of Pigs. Oh, they just busted the contractors in Venezuela that were working for the CIA to overthrow Maduro. What was the Bay of Pigs? They put them on the beach. They let the Cubans know they're coming. They set them up on the beach. And then they go to Kennedy and say, we got to have airstrikes and full invasion. But all of it was done because Kennedy didn't want the full invasion. He wanted to limited things, so they set him up as being declassified. This is different. It's similar, but the opposite in one respect. Trump wants full regime change and full invasion, and the CIA wants to make a deal with the intelligence chief of Venezuela, who's really already running it all, and then just continuing on and continue the pipeline of the Democrats. But Trump's smarter than that. And so he says, whatever steps need to be taken, I want Maduro and his entire communist regime gone. We don't get rid of one communist and put another communist in. But see, isn't that the modern CIA? Oh, yeah, have regime change, just make Maduro leave, which you heard the senators, Rick Scott and Lindsey Graham say. I mean, that's what they want, is him to leave, and then the commies can stay in power. And notice Graham's like, you better leave to Maduro, because Maduro's gone one way or another. They don't want the U.S. to go in. They barely have water. They barely have power. They barely have anything now. They have, like, power a couple hours a day. Our engineers can go in there and turn the lights back on instantly. The communists do all that on purpose to control people. That's their program. They all weigh 400 pounds. The purpose is not a communist. Weighs, you know, 100. So in this case, full regime change. In fact, I'll say this. I only support full regime change, the communists being completely removed. I don't want the CIA keeping the communists in power, which is why I said I'm a bit against any regime change, because they're bad. I mean, hell, they had regime change again in Syria, put the leader of Al-Qaeda in. No, I'm against that regime change. Assad was an angel compared to that guy. It's not our business to do that, especially overseas. But in our hemisphere, in our back door, with Venezuela running the Mexican drug gangs and the cartels, the narco-terrorists, and Cuba, I want communists out of Cuba. I want to see it be a free country with elections. God, it's beautiful. Yeah, I want to see Cuba liberated. It's been under a dictatorship. This is late 50s. I want to see Venezuela liberated. But I don't trust the CIA to liberate it. But you notice Trump's not doing what they want. So we actually know the issues. You know what you're hearing. Yeah, Maduro needs to go, but not the way Graham wants. There's armored vehicles running over protesters in Venezuela. And the left loves that. Oh, Sean Penn and all of them, they love Nicolas Maduro and Hugo Chavez and all of it. I mean, look at these clowns. I'm talking about the poor woman. I'm talking about the Maduro that was just on screen. And I mean, folks, Venezuela used to be the richest country in our hemisphere. The average person was richer than us until the 80s. And then they got socialist and liberal and got these government programs and trained the people on welfare and all. And look at them now. There was another country, Argentina, that was even richer than that until the 70s when they had the same problem. They used to say as rich as an Argentine. Because they weren't communist. And now they are screwed. Though they're getting reformed. And the Patriot just won re-election there. All right. I've explained all that. Now I want to get into the EBT cards about to get cut off. SNAP. And what that signifies, straight ahead on this live Monday transmission. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share those live feeds now, 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 now. Real Alex Jones on X now, now, now.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app, and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
The Podesta plan since August of 2020. In fact, I probably talk more about the Podesta plan than every other pundit combined, because it's official Democrat Party plan that if Trump got back in 2020, they were going to trigger civil unrest, civil war, the breakdown of the country. And then when Trump was about to win this time, they went, okay, we're doing the Podesta plan. And I played you all the clips of Podesta, John Podesta, Carbel, all of them saying, Trump's coming to kill the brown people. We need to rise up and kill and have a civil war. And now I've got more clips of them talking about it today. But they didn't have the ingredients. So they haven't gotten a George Floyd. They haven't gotten some event like that they've admitted they want in their own battle plans. And so they've got the shutdown of all the welfare, the SNAP benefits, the EBT cards, that is this Saturday.
5 days away. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we're already halfway through Monday here. 5 days from now. And I can't even keep track of all the videos online. I'm not even looking for them. Just type in Snap EBT into TikTok, into X, into anything. And it's just so many, you'll be thousands of new videos a day with people saying it's Trump's fault. And when my digital money doesn't come in that you owe me and that you will give me, I'm blaming Trump and I'm blaming white people. It's 90% Hispanics and black folks, mainly black folks, because, you know, a lot of cities, up to 45% of black folks are on that. But there's a lot of white people in there, too, particularly professor types going, yes, yes, it's Trump. Get them. Riot, burn, kill. Yes, yes. Just like in the Antifa documents when Obama wanted to get blacks to riot. So they're literally trying to use poor black people brought up in fatherless homes, all part of the LBJ plan. And you see them doing it to other communities now. We sit there and point at that and say, look how horrible that is. Well, whites are following the same trend. This is bad. They just started with the black people. Doesn't not make some of these folks dangerous. Doesn't not make them idiots. But I mean, this is our failure allowed all of this. I mean, people in general. So I don't sit there and go, oh, look at these idiots. Took a long time to cook that up. 3-4 generations. And people watch these videos and think, this must be a joke. Listen, you owe me money. And if you don't, I'm going to loot. You get my way, I'm going to kill you. And I'm training my 3-year-old. He's going to kill you too. And the whites are like, that's right. When poor people are out borrowing food, you must support it. Borrowing food. It's just going to shut those companies and businesses down. It's already happening. Oh, yeah, you got Carbel saying put us all in concentration camps now. Remember Hillary? Oh, I want to put white men in camps. They actually have a plan for that. And it's all a bunch of old, I'm not against, my parents are old. I love them to death, but they're patriots. But I'm telling you, there is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off. So, no. When I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because of what color I am, I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbel and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. Just like if I owned a grocery store in the 50s, and the Italian mafia came in and said, if you don't pay us 10% a month and hire these people on full paychecks, somebody's going to burn your business down. And the guy coming in to threaten me, I'm not going to like him. But I'm going to learn about what mafia he's in and who his boss is. And then I'm going to go find his, I'm going to find out where his boss likes to have coffee. Oh, but see, I'm from Texas is why that is. I'm not putting down people that were used to that in Europe and Italy and came to it so they could be oppressed. No, I'm not going to. I'm not. When the guy's sitting there threatening me in my business, I'm not saying, oh, sure, yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's nice. Sure, let's talk next week. So all I'm telling you is I don't play around with the moron zombies. There's a civil war. We don't go out in the streets while they're burning everything down and fight them while they're shooting at firefighters and cops. We back the cops, send in the military, all that. No, this stuff kicks off. We go looking for the bosses. Because how do you win the game? You take out the boss. And I don't want this. They're the ones holding the country hostage. They're the ones doing all this. They're the ones that take our kindness for weakness. But you don't have to worry about me. I'm not Santa Claus. I don't have the lists, and I don't have the names, and I don't check them twice, who's been naughty and nice. But let me tell you, the people that come in the middle of the night, Santa Claus, Santa Claus don't wear red and white. He wears black. Those people are so sick of you, and believe me, they got a list just like Santa Claus. And they're going to be coming down your chimney. And I've warned you people for a long time, because I don't want this. Because you're so worthless to me. I don't take no pleasure in you being destroyed. Because of the damage of good people. I'm just telling you right now, and you can feel it in your gut. Give up now. Blow the whistle. Even better, join us. We'll never trust you, but you can be rewarded. And I know there's enough of you listening. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. I'm ranting. I'm sorry. No, I'm not Santa Claus. I'm just an elf in Santa's workshop. On the assembly line in the information war. Sure, I kind of run the factory, but the point is that I don't go out on the sled at night to deliver the presents. But I'll assure you there's that department. And you've entered into that department. And you can see it, the unstoppable force comes into contact with the immovable object. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that, but not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. And so, if you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep. And you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. And people were intimidated and made ashamed of themselves. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you. And this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. And a lot of you are, and that's wise. And you can see the surrender happening. But it's not enough. We need almost complete surrender of the enemy. Or they'll have enough people to trigger the other path, which is going to be bad for everybody. Oh, the globalists will definitely hit the power grids. The question is how fast we get them back up. Hell, they're already turning off the air traffic controlling and everything else right now. Tomorrow, they're cutting off the digital food stamps to 46 million people. I mean, that is going to be a hydrogen bomb. And I even had people in the street this morning. I went to the gas station. I went to 7-Eleven. Still got the coffee right here. And I forgot to get gas. I pull in there and get gas. And I walk in. There's like three or four people in there. And a white lady goes, middle-aged white lady, she goes, Alex, what's really going on? Is it Trump cutting off the food stamps? Or is it the Democrats? And I looked at her and I went, it's on record the Democrats are blocking it in the Senate. The Republicans had a clean bill. They voted 13 times for Biden to do it. And she's like, well, I just don't understand it. Are you sure? And I'm like, yes. I said, I'm not mad. I don't blame you for being illiterate when it comes to politics. But you need to understand that, yes, it's the Democrats doing this. She said, okay, I just don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. She still wasn't listening to me. Because when people are ignorant, even though when somebody tells them the facts, they just, you can't help them. It's like, all right. And I would imagine, I mean, she didn't look like she was poor or something, but I mean, you know, she's on, you know, different government assistance and she's all freaked out. I don't blame her. And she doesn't know. And she's not sure to believe me or not. I can sit here and show you all the documents, show you the Democrats admitting it, already did days ago. But you know what? If people are so lazy and so stupid, they don't want to go figure this out. At a certain point, you people just want a full bloodletting. Okay, let's just go. I mean, seriously. Then I think about what that's going to be like, and I'm like, yeah. But, you know, that's why we've gotten so soft, is because we haven't had real hell yet. I can just assure you, people like me during something like this are going to do a lot better than all you leftists that literally cannot find your ass with both hands. I mean, you people are weak. You are stupid. You are dumb. And you got a class that feeds on you all day, and you love it. And people come around that actually have chivalry and are honorable and are noble, and you shit all over us. Because our intelligence is an insult to your unintelligence. You project your own hatred onto those of us. That just have too much self-respect to feed on you. And here's the reason I never joined the Democrats and the Satanists. I can feel God's spirit. And I like God being happy with me. But intellectually, the liberals and globalist controllers are nasty weirdos, man. Would you want to be buddies with Gavin Newsom and run around screwing poor people all day? And Kamala Harris and all the horrible stuff she did to black people, the worst prosecutor in U.S. history, just hated blacks and just viciously attacked their kids and broke their families and would take kids from families if the kid was, you know, missed one day of school. I mean, just, you know, oh, you smoke marijuana, 10 years in prison. They just hate people. I get mad at people because I love people and I want them to be free and I'm trying to literally get them out of this. And they are so stupid, they won't listen. I've watched too many of these videos where these idiots just like, Trump gonna give me my money, I'm gonna kill some white people. Hey, dumbass, it's Chucky Schumer and Akeem Jeffries cutting off your damn money you think you just get out of the blue sky. They gave you and your mom and your dad and their grandparents all that free stuff to destroy you. It's a law of the world. You give your kids everything, you're going to get spoiled, rotten brats. You give multi-generation people free stuff and say the father can't be in the home and then green light CIA drug dealing in the area and make that the crime zone. That was the added ingredient was done to the blacks. They were the green lit area for the red light, man. They were set up. They were victimized. They were as a beta test for everybody. So we can't point at the mess that black people have and look at these people. That's a bomb to take us all down. We got to get in there and defuse that thing. And only the Holy Spirit can do it and then information. But until the hearts change, you can get to these people. All the major blue cities, 45, 46% of the black people, 44% on total welfare. And it's bad with the whites, Hispanics, everybody else. Like 10, 15, 20, you know, I mean, it is a total setup. And I know everybody knows that. But it's here. We always knew the Democrat plan was to build it up, get ready for their communist revolution, cut off the EBT. I mean, I had the old timers tell me that 35 years ago before I was even on air. That's all they talked about. General Parton would constantly say, you know the communist revolution's happening when they finally cut off the EBT. And now they're doing it. This is 0 hour, boys and girls. Here's a short compilation, and I got some new developments on this, but here it is.
Do anybody know the day that we going to start stealing the groceries and stealing the stuff out the stores? Because I get paid next week, but I can wait until y'all start grabbing stuff and then save the little bit of money that I got. But I need to know the exact day, though, because make sure I ain't got to work and make sure I ain't got nothing going on. Probably need a ride because I don't want to drop my car. But just whatever day that's going to be, just say, just the day we still in the stuff is this. Just drop it down there low and let me know. I'll be.
People, my people, I wish we stopped crying about this motherfucking EBT card. At the end of the day, they trying to see is we going to stick together. And we are going to stick together. November 3rd at 6:30, we're going to Walmart. We're going to Walmart. And at 7:30, we're going to walk out of Walmart with our buggies, okay? The thing is, they can catch everybody. You feel me? All you got to do is run, Forrest, run. Okay, we have to stick together. It don't even matter. As long as we gonna have everything we need for Thanksgiving, that's all that matters, bitch. Run, Forrest, run. Remember, put it in your calendar. November 3rd, 6:30 to 7:30. You better be running up that mother.
I cash at it. Damn, bro, what you got? That ain't got the speakers on lock. Hey, hey, y'all. Well, I ain't got no M&M's. You could have bought that. Lame, man. She shot this. This nigga got all the damn shit. Y'all. She said, give me something. This, wow. Oh, they going. Man, y'all could have bought them. Y'all could have bought them damn clothes. Remember, $3. Now you want to wear a mask, lame Allie. This man directing it. He is directing this. She said we got off. He over there directing it. This is crazy. Hey, all the TV sold out. I mean, it stole out. If you want TV, it's over for you. They will be selling them for the low-ski. So be ready. Everybody got on masks now. And some of the stuff y'all still, I could have bought y'all. I know y'all still got them damn stimulus checks. Oh, never mind, y'all ain't got them. Y'all could have bought some of this stuff, bro.
This, well, has been a dry run. USDA says SNAP benefits will expire for 41 million people if shutdown persists. It's actually 45, 46 million for the numbers I've seen from Congress. Now, I have Treasury Secretary Bessent explaining what's really going on. That's coming up. I got all this other news. I'm not going to spend time telling you what's coming up, but it's all ultra important. So get ready for that. But before I go to break, we don't get our money from George Soros or the CIA. We don't get our money from the Democrat Republican Party. We get it from you. And to do that, I sell you products that really work. I've used the analogies. It's true. You go to a restaurant that's got great service, incredibly delicious food at a reasonable price that is consistent, right? That's where you go. You don't need Google driving to some town or city and you want to see ratings on businesses. You see the ones that have all the cars at it, and the other one across the street has no cars. You don't go there. That's probably some money laundering operation where you're going to get food poisoning. You don't mind standing in line. You want to know what this is all about. Well, our products are that good. All you got to do is try them. All you got to do is get them. Wide selection of Patriot apparel, but it's the supplements that are incredible, the ultramethylene blue, you name it. So we have a new type of sale. It's huge. I'd say it's the biggest sale ever, but it's not because this is new. This is huge, and this is substantive. Ultimate Faraday bundle bag, your survival and wellness arsenal awaits. So it's a badass, high-tech, sleek Faraday bag that protects your digital information so it can't be stolen, you can't be tracked. You know, when you're out in the future doing Santa Claus work, if you have to, which we totally are against. But Santa Claus definitely has these. If you're out Santa Claus and you gotta be Faraday. The ultimate Faraday bundle bag isn't just a collection. It's your fortress against the unknown. Shields your tech from EMP threats and tracking, of course. Fuel your body with premium supplements and declare your defiance with bold merch. Valued at $720, this limited time steal is yours for only $199. That's 72% off. Stock is flying off the shelves. Don't wait. What's inside your ultimate bundle? The all-in-one survival kit. Pack 7 high-impact items designed for the resilient patriot inside the Faraday backpack with all the special pouches that are all Faraday as well. Come and take it. Faraday bag, block signals, EMP, and tracking. Keep your devices secure and invisible. Exclusive come and take it t-shirt, size and design you pick. Limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger. We only held a few back for. Ultramethylene blue tincture and capsules. Bovine colostrum, ultimate sea moss, Shilajit. Total retail value, $720. Your price, $199. Savings, $521. And it funds the InfoWar. Get your ultimate Faraday bag bundle now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air. And if you want updates on InfoWars, I'll give you one coming up. And the answer is, I don't know how long we'll be on the air. The receiver was here last week. They got clickers to the building. It's a state receiver. He's not sure when they're going to shut us down. I mean, tomorrow, next month, the bad guys finally got us, so they're kind of hesitating before they finally, I guess like a supervillain has you tied up, you know, in the cartoon monologuing. So I guess we're in the tyrannical monologue phase here. But we got the Alex Jones Network set up. We got the free app that isn't part of InfoWars, so that's there. AlexJonesApp.com. The Android's now out, racing to number one. So be sure and get that in the Apple app right now at AlexJonesApp.com. Stay with us, hour number two, straight ahead.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And today is day 26. I know you have been over there, but there has been a government shutdown here. People are suffering. Federal employees are starting to go to food banks. Any light at the end of the tunnel on that? Should the president be meeting with Democrats again?
Well, what good does it do, Martha? They've dug in. The American people are hostage to Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries' poll numbers. Because what's changed between now and the last time there was a clean continuing resolution is Chuck Schumer has tanked in the polls. Both of the two guys from Brooklyn, like I call them, are worried about being primaried from the left. 52 Republican senators have voted 11 times to reopen the government. Three brave moderate Democrats have come across the aisle. So, you know, I call on moderate Democratic senators to end this craziness. You'll be heroes. Because, Martha, what I can tell you is that we managed to find the money in the middle of October to pay our, you know, brave service members. And I think we'll be able to do it on November 1st. But we're going to be out of money on November 15th. And, you know, for a military not to get paid is a disgrace. The other thing that's happening is this is starting to eat into the economy, starting to slow the economy. And we're also starting to see there's a problem with air traffic control. So it's starting to slow down our nation's travel.
But Secretary Bessent, I should add that the president's party, your party, controls the White House and both chambers of Congress. You don't think you bear any responsibility for this?
Margaret, what can we do? What can we do for, you know, this desperate act that we can call on them to change their minds? Because I can tell you the $1.5 trillion in spending that they're calling for, that's not on the table. We inherited a mess. We inherited the worst budget deficit to GDP when we weren't in a recession and we weren't at war. It was 6.5%. We've managed to bring that down to 5.9%, and we're not going to let them be irresponsible with the budget again.
Okay, thanks for joining us this morning.
And so they need more extra votes for a spending bill. They can't do it. The Democrats have done it. And that reporter, that anchor, she knows her constituents, the viewers, are dumb. That still watch, you know, ABC News. Or whatever dinosaur media, it was ABC, wasn't it? And she knows they don't know, so she just goes, well, don't you bear responsibility? What? They've demanded all this pork barrel stuff. That means they can hold the Republicans hostage and always have whatever they want. You didn't get elected. So you're not able to do that. And this is being held hostage. That's what this is. I got to tell you, I've looked at all the angles on this. This is going to blow up the Democrats' faces. I know Rasmussen polling. Mark Mitchell's the best pollster in the world, hands down. Vast majority know it's the Democrats. The problem is you got tens of millions of people that are totally ignorant, that are on welfare, and as if they even probably watch ABC News, but the point is that they're up there. Oh, well, don't you, aren't you behind it? Isn't it your fault? And it just becomes this mindless debate about who's behind it, whose fault is it, what's going on? All because the people perish for lack of knowledge. What's the Bible say? What's Jesus say? My people perish for lack of knowledge. There's another way to say it. Knowledge is power. What Thomas Jefferson said, he said, if we have a informed, engaged population, tyranny is impossible. Educate the people about their rights and history, and tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn. The Thomas Jefferson quote, I paraphrased. And Jefferson talked about education. He said, more important than a college education, more important now is knowing a trade, living, working, being a farmer, being a metal, a blacksmith. Back then, that was, a professional trade. You got it. He said the people we need are people that, do stuff like truck drivers and doctors and nurses, just real people that actually do stuff and don't just sit around all day watching, daytime TV and on welfare playing with their weenies.
Alex Jones, Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Hello, dealer. Jesse Beltran, who was here in studio with us a few weeks ago, mega viral. People were really interested. He's got all the documents. They have nano chips that are self-replicating that are putting in these shots, not just the Pfizer Moderna shots, that, again, decades ago, we do these body scans, nothing showed up. Now it's in almost everybody, including people that haven't been taking shots because it's in the food. And 4.5 years ago, Biden legalized with no oversight nanotech in food. Look it up. FDA authorizes nanotech in food, and Bill Gates is at the forefront of it. And I got scanned, and others got scanned, and it was crazy. We're going to get some of the crew in here today. We're going to scan them on air and find out what's going on. But these things migrate to key nerve centers in the back and in the and in the neck and other parts of the body. And he puts out maps and shows it and shows you. And then they can go to third world countries where people aren't eating this processed food. And then they scan people and nothing happens. Literal microchips growing inside of you. And then Bill Gates has all the patents about injecting you with something that grows this electrical matrix silicon in you. I mean, this is crazy. That's coming up next hour. I want to open the phones up right now, and I'm going to open the phones up in the fourth hour with Beltran as well. But we'll take calls now and then end on this subject of the EBT being cut off, the SNAP benefits, this Saturday, 5 days from now. I want to talk about the Democrat plan for Cloward and Piven, what they're doing, how we counter them. I want to hit a bunch of other news interspersed with your calls. So right now we're talking about EBT, the Democrats, the Podesta plan. On this subject, it's big, it's important. The Democrats' wild gamble to hold us hostage and then try to blame Trump and America. What do you think is going to happen starting next Saturday? The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, wide-open phones, 877-789-2539. And then I'll have Beltran in for an hour. We'll scan some of the crew. And then we'll take your calls on that as well. And in the last 20 minutes or so of the broadcast, my interview this morning with Steve Bannon that he thinks is some of the most important information he's ever put out. I mean, I think it is important, and I kind of recap everything like I did Saturday, but there's been new developments since then. 877-789-2539. And I want to show you migrant crime data out of Europe. It's the same numbers here. 84% of assault rapes in Sweden, despite only making up 10% of the country's population, non-European men. We have a country breakdown of who's doing it. That's coming up. Oh. Algerian men, even though they're only a like one half of 1%, commit 17%+ of the rapes in Sweden. Oh, who'd I predict robbed the Louvre of the jewels? I said, I bet it's North Africans. All from just a tiny bit of video of them climbing down off of the cherry picker. And, you know, you can look at the body build, all of it. And I looked, and I said, the day it happened, I said, North Africans. And now they've arrested North Africans. And people thought I was crazy. They go, how do you know that you're being racist? Come on, folks. I can be walking through an airport, and I can walk over to somebody and say, let me guess, you're German? And they'll go, well, yes, my dad's German, and my mother's English, but yeah, I'm mainly German. Or I can walk over to somebody and say, let me guess, you're French. You're like, that Trudeau looks. He looks French. I mean, I can sit there and look at Africans in an airport and say, are you from Nigeria? Yeah, how do you know? Are you from the Congo? Yeah, how do you know that? And but North Africans is a little more confusing. I can say, well, Somalis is just... It pops right out. Look like, I'm not trying to be mean, like black crypt keepers or something. It's just, you know, look at, I mean, it's a pretty scary looking folks here, you know. You look at Kenyans, handsome, you know, whatever, tall, whatever, you know, that's, you know. But I mean, I know a North African when I see one. Well, that's who they arrest is North Africans. Trying to flee to Algeria. Less than 0.5% of the population of Sweden, 17% of the rapes, just them. 84% Africans and Muslims. Because in the culture there, if a woman ain't covered up, it's gang rape time, baby. If your 10-year-old daughter's out on the street playing hopscotch and she's not attended, not wearing a beekeeper suit, she fair game. And I got a video out of Germany where I am Pakistani. I love my huge two-story home. I love my two wives. I have 9 children. My job is to have children and destroy Germany. I have the clip. Didn't get to it yesterday. It's in German in the subtitles. I am here to destroy Germany. Thank you for the money. And he's laughing to the camera. The arrogance. But again, there's this idea that, well, if somebody's not white, they're wonderful and they're liberal and they're loving and they're good. And there are good people of all those groups. But who do you think signs up at a UN refugee center to come to France or England? It's 90%+ military-aged men from the poorest, worst areas. And they have UN-sponsored TV ads in German and in English with 10-year-old girls wearing schoolgirl outfits saying, I'm waiting for you, Abdul. I want to be your baby. Come to me here in England, little girls waiting for you. You think I'm joking? I've played the clips many times. Come, Daddy, come to me now. I'm waiting, Abdul. I'm waiting, Muhammad. I need you. And they have the schools produce it. Welsh TV, Irish TV. Come, Abdul. Come, Hamed. Come, I'm waiting. My baby. And the men say, I see Muhammad say, marry 9-year-old. I see 10-year-old want me. I come. And they have TV shows where, I'm 14, I married a Muslim. He's 25, I love him. I'm having his third baby. It's so great. These are the sick leftist governments, man. Oh, all the freebie, free houses, free everything. Just come here, just rape the women, just pedophile us. I mean, it's one thing if you're a married man and you like to get cucked and watch 10 dudes, you know, bang out your wife. That's bad enough. But the left wants to get our kids banged out. And maybe sold into sex slavery. This is the real cucking. By the way, if you're a new viewer, give this last segment to McBrain for tomorrow. And you can get the government-sponsored stuff with 10-year-old schoolgirls hacking their legs up, their skirts. Oh, baby, I'm waiting. Get the stuff out of Germany. Get it all, and we're going to show you again. They're literally like... sprinkling breadcrumbs at the park, hoping ants come over. They're using European girls as the advertisement. And have McBreen get the clip. He's watching now, but the one yesterday that we didn't play that's in German was like, I can't believe you're so stupid. I do nothing. I have a two-story house. Look at it. I have all these babies. I will destroy you. Ha, ha, ha. He's a retarded, inbred sack of shit running his fucking mouth, man. But he's not the bad guy. They went and found somebody like him to bring him here to do this to us because of the left and the globalists and the ADL and their counterparts. That's the fetish of the ADL. The gang raping of the West, literally. Oh, sorry, I'm already kind of covering this. Pull up the HD of this. Of this graph. I posted on X yesterday. Elon Musk did too. And I reposted him. Look at these numbers. Here, let's just do this now. I'll go to your calls. Just look at this. Migrant men of non-European origin commit 84% of assaults, rapes in Sweden. Oh, yeah, they always have these big migrant welcoming concerts, and literally the women are gang raped on stage in front of the crowd, like 20 men raping them, like what you saw with Laura Logan in Egypt. Oh, a woman's alone out here talking to us during our takedown? Rape time. An Algerian migrant is 122x more likely to commit aggravated rape than a Swede, and an Afghan 69 times more likely. Oh, on Jeopardy, who robbed the Louvre? North Africans. Oh, it's North Africans. Gee, that was hard to decide. Do you know what goes on in North Africa that is a giant desert? Do you know all that is in North Africa for 1,500 years since Muhammad showed up? There was nobody in North Africa other than a few goat herders. And unless you're talking about Egypt with the Nile, where they've got green. There's Egypt with the Nile that's green a little bit. Then there's Somalia and the pirates down there. But over here in North Africa, there was nobody. Anthropologists, archaeologists believe there might have been like 10,000 people in all of those areas of North Africa until Muhammad, within 50 years of his death, he runs the Middle East, his cult. Then they start robbing ships all over and getting sex slaves and selling them, and they get a higher dollar for white slaves. They're selling blacks as well. They then invade areas of islands of Italy, because the Romans had fallen. They start invading Spain. They take over most of Spain. They take millions of whites out, and they sell them all over North Africa and all the way out into Indonesia in the Pacific Ocean, which is why they do genetic tests now of Indonesians and North Africans, and they're white. They go, oh, you're Spanish. Yeah, because a boat pulled up 1,000 years ago, and a bunch of Muslims jumped off and killed the men, drugged the women off. Oh, so liberal. Oh, Muslims. Mondani's going to lecture me about the slavery of the West. Let me tell you, the grand champions of slavery historically are the Muslims, and they're the only countries where it's still legal. And our members of Congress from the Somali community, Ilhan Omar, family ran Somalia, and their main business was slavery and piracy on record. So that evil, crazy-looking demon witch. And the reason she's part white is because her ancestors kidnapped white people and brought them there as sex slaves. But she's not proud of any of her white ancestry. No, she hates white people because at her heart of it, she's a Muslim slave trader, and she loves how dumb you are, and she loves you don't know that. And when their regime fell and the U.S. military saved her and the Democrats brought that cancer here, that little demon monster gets to lecture you about slavery when 2% of the South owned slaves. Almost 80% of immigrants to the U.S. came here after the Civil War. Irish, Japanese immigrants, it doesn't matter. All these people, Italians, they came here, Ukrainians, Russians, nothing to do with slavery, never involved in black slavery. They were slaves in their own country under serfdom, places like Russia and Germany. And then now they're told, you owe reparations. You are white. Fuck you. Fuck your ignorance. Fuck your lies. Every time I look at that beady-eyed witch lecturing us, or Mondami and his disgusting father. The United States invented concentration camps. The United States invented enslaving people. And blah, blah, blah. All these lies, they just spew crap out of their mouth. All the bitching in the UK, England had decades of war and lost hundreds of thousands of sailors and troops and almost banned slavery worldwide. It is white people that shut down slavery. We deserve the prize. Instead, we are the bad people because we have a conscience. So if you tell us we're slave masters and you're Ilhan Omar, literally from royal slave family, got to bow down to that evil witch. You know the two main jobs in Somalia. Piracy, kidnapping, part of that, and slavery. I can show you the slave auctions. There's video of it. They're proud of it. The black slaves. Because, see, the Somalis don't see themselves as black. They see themselves as royal. When I talk about it, they may make jokes. They love my clips. They think it's, that's how arrogant they are. They're like, yeah, we are conquering. Yeah, we are slave masters. Yeah, we are going to take over. F you, Alex Jones. And they enslave the blacks, just like in Libya after the Hillary overthrew Libya. There was a huge black population there. Gaddafi was sending money all over, setting up businesses and banking and everything, helping Africa. He loved everybody. Beautiful person compared to our leaders. It's just true. Gaddafi was like, lived in a tent. It's true. He was actually, I've studied him. He's a great guy compared to the globalists. And they went in there, and the first thing Al-Qaeda and ISIS did was kill hundreds of thousands of blacks. And they'd bow down and say, no, I'm Islam, I'm Islam. And they'd say, shut up, and blow their heads off. But see, people haven't read the Quran that says black people aren't human. I have. See these hoaxes? You see how big these hoaxes are? You see how big these lies are? Ilhan Omar is probably zero black. You look at her, she's Arab slave trader that's before that a little African, Asian and white. So she's Arab. There's a little African in there. I mean, black people know this. Black genes are the strongest. They're dominant genes. So when you see a woman that light and all that, and her build doesn't look African, I mean, maybe 5% black? No, she's Spanish. From Spanish slaves taken there. They estimate 2 million to Somalia, where they were sent out all over the world to the Muslim command bases. Pew, pew, pew. Where are the white people bitching about? Where's our reparations? I want reparations. Spain should call for reparations from Somalia. Of course, Somalia doesn't have anything. What was I going to cover now? Oh, I was going to take phone calls. I got all this other news, too. I can't take it anymore. I can't take the ignorance. I just know too much. Oh, let's play the clip of the guest coming up in about 40 minutes dealing with the scanning for the nanotech chips. He'll be in the studio next hour. Here it is.
So go ahead.
Hello? If you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting that at the, you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area.
You got him too, buddy.
And the lower lumbar.
Got it.
And again, what we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff. And again, it says silicone-based. The apex. And the abdomen. And again, silicone-based. So.
A worse than Sean?
No. But that would be an indicator of positive.
Let me test your machine. Zap right here.
There is a hit there. You have something there?
Yeah, I got a 22 caliber pellet shot me through it. Rather, they didn't remove it.
So really?
That's in the back of there, yeah.
Okay, so, but that is reading a second harmonic and a third harmonic, which means it's, the indicator is that there is an electronic component with some metallic in
sure,
there.
Sure, hit the base of my leg. See what you get right here.
Okay.
With the ankle. So give me an example. I have a pin in my leg. So I was 16 at a compound fracture. My doctor died of a heart attack a month after they never removed the pin.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a huge metal pin, and that isn't being picked up, but other stuff is.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Want to scan the other side, or are we done?
Well, I did pick up the other side. There was nothing there that I could detect.
It picked up the bullet in the other leg.
Yeah. But that's it.
So, what does that say? Comparable or less?
Well, you know what? If we were to do a thorough exam, which takes a little bit longer, we would want
to
do
the RS scan. All right, he's coming in next hour. We're going to scan some of the other crew. We're scanning Harrison. That's right. I volunteer him for this. Don't forget, we got a new type of sale going. It is crazy. I didn't know they were going to do this. Badass Faraday bag that I know cost them like $70 a piece. This is insane. That's the mass buy them. Badass, all these internal pouches, gotta have it to protect yourself when you're out doing Santa Claus work or whatever it is. You can't be tracked, all of it protects you from EMP. And then you get Come and Take It, t-shirt of your choice, exclusive, limited edition Alex Jones signature, battle dagger that's about to sell out, ultramethylene blue tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, ultimate CMOS trilogy, all in there. $720 value for $199. That's only running for 3 days. That's a $521 saving right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Check out all the Patriot apparel, the widest selection while you're there. And thanks for keeping us on air. But this is an incredible deal. Everybody needs to get this badass special operations tactical bag.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves. Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so the SNAP benefits, all the welfare checks, the digital debit cards they have, it's all cut off Saturday, and the left, from the top to the bottom, is pledging to burn the country down. So we were looking, are they going to have a false flag? Are they going to mow down illegal aliens? They keep saying Trump's going to kill everybody. That hadn't happened yet. So now they're like, no, we're just going to burn the country down, and that will kill the economy. And you're like, but the Democrats will get the blame. They did it. Well, they think their constituents are so illiterate politically that they'll never figure it out, which I think is true. I've had a lot of people that are actually have college degrees that I know personally say, who's really behind the shutdown? And I just look at them, I'm like, I've been covering it for months as it built up to this. And then once it started 27 days ago, it's the Democrats. You have to have more votes in the Senate for a spending bill. They're holding it up. They brag they're doing it. They're doing it, saying they want to create the pain. But, you know, I'm going to shoot some, like, Like, I'm doing it today. I'm going to shoot, like, find all the clips of Schumer and Hakeem admitting it and the deputy Democrat leader last week. We just need to say, here are the Democrats, their own words, admitting they're behind the shutdown. We just need real simple. In fact, dude, let's get on that right now. Let's just do that because we need to get ahead of this, folks. I want to stop it, but the Democrats, I don't think a deal is going to be reached. They don't want one. This is all they got is obstructionism, terrorism. So we're taking your phone calls right now on this subject. TS in Florida, thanks for calling on the government shutdown, EBT, SNAP benefit canceling on this Saturday, November 1st. So what do you think is going to happen, TS?
Yeah, Alex, I've got two things. One, I think that all of the Republicans, Trump, his whole crew in the talk shows, we all need to get on message and make it very simple for people. It's the Schumer shutdown. We need to steer it on them. We need to brand them with it, pin the tail on the donkey. The Schumer shutdown. It's simple. It's easy to, for people to understand.
I totally agree. I should have thought of that myself. The Schumer shutdown.
And the second thing, Alex, you asked me to overnight you some books last Sunday, so I sent them to you. I don't know if you got
them. You did. They're on my desk. And I was about to, I probably read five chapters just in the last few days very quickly, and I intend to get you on.
Oh, wow, thanks. And then the last thing, Alex, I'm a little scared. I'm a little nervous about this new violent wing of Antifa that's emerged since the Anti-King riots with the boomers. And now they're calling it online Grantifa, not to be confused with Trantifa.
I learn something every day. I know about Trantifa, Trantifa. You're telling me they now have Grantifa?
Yeah, we saw them come out in force. They're a pretty riotous crowd.
Oh, you meant like, you meant like, yeah, all the nursing homes being emptied out. Okay.
All those beautiful boomers coming out to represent their political belief system. Grantifa.
So you're coining this term right now.
I saw it on a meme online, but I just think it's worth spreading. I can't take credit for it.
I hadn't heard of it yet. Well, we're popularizing it now. You know, it's so sad because they're telling them your Social Security is about to be turned off. Remember when they said all those preachers were being paid by NGOs, megachurches, kill Elon Musk. He is stealing your Social Security check right now. Meanwhile, he's trying to save it. And so they're all boiling out in their walkers. I mean, seriously, guys, find the footage of the nursing homes, like armies of people on walkers. It's very, very sad, actually. I honor, you know, our elders. But they literally just are being held captive by these people and being euthanized by the Democrats. Thank you, T.S. All right. The Granny Tifa or Grand Tifa. You can't make this stuff up, man. They literally have retarded welfare recipients and senile people. That's all they got. It's actually sad. I mean, look at this. They're wearing Burger King crowns. They're being told by the liberal staff, oh, God, Trump's coming to take your money. No, he's trying to save the damn country, morons. And it's the Democrats that are about to burn the son of a bitch down. Oh, God almighty. Jack in Wisconsin on EBT riots. What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's going to be overall okay. This has been a long time coming. You know, I'm super happy that President Trump is doing this because I've seen firsthand the abuse of the EBT, SNAP, and WIC here in Wisconsin, and specifically in Milwaukee. It's one of, like, the most segregated cities in the U.S., and a lot of the people who get the food stamps, they sell it and then increases drug usage. They buy energy drinks and sodas and snacks and sell them to the gas stations, reselling them. There's huge abuse of it. I've many times been at the grocery store and have people offer me to buy their food stamps for like half price just so they can get some money.
Oh, the videos are everywhere. And I look at what's being put in these shopping carts. And you wonder why black folks have twice the level of heart disease and diabetes and stuff. I mean, I look at what's in those carts and I physically get sick even looking at it. And I'm not like Mr. Super Health, but I mean, it'll be like, well, we got our food for the week and it's like 20 boxes of Lucky Charms, 20 packages of Twinkies, you know, 10 gallons of ice cream, and then a bunch of, you know, chicken they're going to fry or whatever. The chicken's not bad for it, but I'm just saying why I see these carts and I'm just looking at this and it makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, and I'll be at the grocery store with other people working, construction workers and stuff, and we have small carts with a couple items in it, you know, budget, and we see people in front of us have loaded carts and buying lobsters and filet mignon, you know, and you know, abusing the system.
No, I've seen it. I've seen the videos. I've seen it myself. I mean, I'll be there getting some bananas and some, you know, tomatoes and some and some hamburger meat and some other, and like literally, you'll see like some 500-pound woman in a self-driving thing with this giant, you know, and they'll call over the grocery store to help them, and then it's all, and you're just like, where the hell, where do these people come from?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what's wrong with their work ethic if they're able to work. You know, it's typical communism move. They always go against the food to control the food and then control the masses. You know, and I think it's incredibly, I mean, it's a huge element in the huge increase of grocery prices, because obviously the people on the Stampies, they don't care about the prices. And then the grocery store is like, well, let's hike up all the prices of all the junk food and GMO stuff because it doesn't matter. You know, they're controlling their constituency. And I don't know about down there in Texas with your grocery stores, but up here in Wisconsin, it seems to be like they're always doing the rainbow flag stuff. They were huge during COVID and all the mask stuff. And I think it's part of the greater communism control of controlling the food. And also, it was like that typical judo move from the Democrats, the left, the communists, where they saw during the previous election how huge groceries were. So now they're using that same strategy for the midterms, you know, with steak, with coffee prices being so high. I think Trump really needs to fight back and get those prices down, which I think he can do with a flick of the wrist and a couple phone calls.
Well, the problem is there's only four major meat packers in the U.S. Was three. Walmart just entered the market last year. And so you hear beef prices are all-time high. The average beef producer, you know, rancher, makes almost no money. I mean, they have to do it, because my family does it, just to pay the property tax, because you get the exemption. So the beef producers don't get the money. It's the meat packers. They're the problem. They're the monopoly. They're the issue. Thanks for the call. All right, Jim in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
So I'm a 54-year-old white male on food stamps, and the reason I'm on food stamps is because I can't get a job. And the reason I can't get a job is because the United States government canceled me and dishonorably discharged me out of the Navy for doing the right thing. And this has been going on since 1991. So to see this finally come to a head, to see that, you know, it's not just one side. I know you're always taking the side of a right-wing ideology, but both sides vote on everything that happens in America. And as you see, there's always numerous people on both sides that vote against. It's always both sides. Neither one of us really, you know, neither one of them really care about any of us, or it would show in the history of the United States. But as you see, looking back in hindsight in the history of the United States, is it's all destruction and terrorism and helping and destabling other countries, dictators. And
well, I'm not disagreeing with you that they've made a system where it's very hard to succeed for a lot of people. Then you get penalized and then you can't succeed. And so there are a lot of people where they make it where you have to be under this. And that's why I think there should be a social safety net, but it's been abused. But it is the Democrats that are doing the shutdown right now. But yeah, there's a lot of disabled people too that have to live off this. That's who should be getting it, not a bunch of spoiled brats. So, but it is coming to a head. Where do you see this going?
I think everything's going to be all right. I mean, I think it's a lot of fear mongering. I think there's bigger problems.
Okay, but you understand, you know, there's never been a full food stamp shutdown.
No, there's never been. I've been on it now for 20 years after I served my time, and I was dishonorably discharged and put in prison for standing up for a black person. So there's something definitely inherently wrong in this country with the way people look at black people and the way white people are treated that stand up with black people. There's definitely a problem. Also, in the Occupy movements, when I was in San Francisco, they came after me because I stood up for an 88-year-old black woman in a wheelchair who white kids were throwing piss on. And they
really?
Locked
me
up.
Well, let me tell you, I've never seen white kids throw piss on black women. If I did, I'd kick their ass.
My record can be proven. You can look everything I say. You can look it up. It's on record in the criminal files. So there's
definitely a problem.
Wow,
in San Francisco, there's white kids throwing pee on black women in wheelchairs? Wow, I'd love to see. Well,
I protected. I stood up for a 88-year-old homeless black woman named Miss Bowie in San Francisco, and because they didn't want me in the protest because I stood up for what was right, they tried getting rid of me by going and making false reports on me. So I got a lot of crimes that I've been accused of from he said, she said in this country.
Yeah.
And bullies
always win. Well, I mean, I'm not saying there aren't white people that do bad things sometimes.
Set up like that.
What do you make of the black on white crime statistics? You think those are fake?
What's that?
I mean, what about all the black cops that have been gunned down just because they were protecting buildings?
Oh, there's all kinds of problems on both sides. I'm not saying it's just one side, but this is an inherent
problem. Well, see, I don't see myself on a side. I see myself on the side of truth. I'm just sick of hearing white people commit the majority of crime, which isn't true. So when I put out statistics, it's not to attack other groups. I don't want to sit here and hear I'm bad all day. Here, let's pull up there's so many videos of black cops getting killed. Where was this guy? St. Louis or wherever? Veteran police officer working, you know, guarding a business. He gets killed. We all forget his name. What was his name? We know George Floyd's David Dorn. We don't remember David Dorn's name or all these other people that are getting killed. You know, what about the businesses that get looted? What about when they don't get insurance again? What about when they close? What about all the grocery stores closing in the inner cities because they get looted? Let's play a clip of David Dorn. Here he is. Getting killed.
OG. 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 Come on, stay with me, OG. OG, stay with me. Stay with me, OG. Stay with me, OG. Come on, OG. Come on, OG.
So all he was doing was guarding the business getting looted. And I just shoot you right in the chest. Here, how's that feel?
Come on, OG. Stay with me.
So I'm hearing about white kids throwing piss on people. I'd love to see that because if I saw it, I'd kick their ass.
Well, you know, it is what it is, Alex. All I know is I speak the truth. I'm still canceled and they won't let me be anything. I cannot get a job. They will not let me live the American dream. I've been denied.
And it's all right, I appreciate your call. Trump has tried to create a major pathway for nonviolent criminals to be let out of jail. I do agree the dishonorable discharge thing. A lot of people, you know, I've seen cases of it. It's just not right. The military's got its issues. Like, you expose corruption, you're in big trouble. You cover up corruption, you get promoted to the top. And I was told that by family. But then the corruption got so bad that they finally said no, and then they came after them. That happened to my uncle. And he was like Mr. America, I mean, like John Wayne, guys. And then they, you know, he was doing missions in and out of Laos for the CIA. And they got caught, and then he took the fall. And the investigation got shut down as soon as he said it was him. And then next, he's running operations and major operations in Latin America as a young man. But then the airports, the bases they were building were smuggling kids. He said, I'm not doing this. And then they tried to kill him and did kill some of the men under him. So I know all about it. But Trump's trying to reform this for real, folks. The rot has gotten too bad. Brandon in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Brandon.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Welcome.
Okay, I would like to talk first about how Optimal Human will definitely make you optimal. That stuff, really good. Digestive issues helped cure a lot of that for me. Ultimate Methylene Blue keeps me focused all day. I'm running around. I've broken 72 bones in my life. I have to have something to keep me going. Optimal Human and Ultra Methylene Blue are a powerhouse. Second note, okay? I would like to thank you, Alex, for being a direct descendant of the people who defeated the Northern Corsairs and not only freed the entire white race, but also freed the black race, too. Thank you for that. Okay? My third point is Section 8 needs to end, and it starts with a two-year cool-off period to transfer funds to a new plan offering a three-year active duty military member $800 per month housing credit for 5 years. $600 per spouse and $600 per children. There are 1.3 million active duty members currently, but there are 7 million current voucher holders on Section 8, with large growing poor families not moving the American dream forward. This would promote nationalism and individually would defeat globalism. If everybody had a motive to join the country, be a part of it, and then was taken care of for doing such versus the people who hate us, it would defeat everything. We need to consider this. I hope you think about this. There are only 250,000 vets every year that are coming out of service and becoming what you would consider a vet who needs services. That's 250,000 people for 5 years. There are people on the voucher program that have been there for 20.
There's a lot of complexity there. What do you think is going to happen this Saturday when the EBT gets cut off?
I think that
people are going to do what they choose to do, but people need to remind themselves that they have rights, and people have the right to guard their God-given body. And regardless of what happens, society needs to do what we've done for hundreds and hundreds of years, which is keep moving forward and freeing these people that are mental slaves.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. We've had guardrail callers say, you know, this is going to happen. I guarantee you, you're going to see an explosion of crime. You're going to see looting. And it just goes from bad to worse. I mean, they've never cut off the food stamps to 41 to 49. The numbers, it's like 46 million is the best number we got. 46 million people are about to not get their Twinkies. And to quote Ghostbusters, that's a big Twinkie. Oh, my God. Pull up that quote from Ghostbusters. Where he goes, the paranormal activity is normally this size Twinkie. This is a Twinkie, you know, that weighs 5,000 pounds, whatever he says. And he goes, and then the guy goes, my name is Mr. Pecker. And he goes, is this true? He goes, yes, this man is a dick. God, oh, my God, we're in so much trouble. I just wish people would get with the program. I mean, Trump is doing everything he can to turn this around. Bart in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? Hey, I have a prediction. I believe that on November 3rd, we're going to have a Black Monday stock market crash coinciding with this whole EBT cutoff. And the Democratic Party, they shut the government down on purpose for three reasons. Number one, to delay all economic data ahead of the Federal Reserve's meeting so that where they're going to affect the interest rates, right? So everyone's expecting rate cuts. And without a clear picture of the jobs data, they're not going to cut rates. They're going to pause rates, which is going to be the first thing, the first domino to fall in the unraveling of the economy. Number two, they shut off the government on purpose to prevent all these super stressed out regional banks and big banks as well from getting, you know, basically their income stream flowing in every single Friday. And you already see this in many different banks. A lot of investment banks like Jefferies, Permaland, and others are already going bankrupt. Another thing, too, is like, you know, the obvious withholding of funds for SNAP EBT. That's going to be the social factor for the color revolution. So the setup is like this. Wednesday, as everyone's expecting, markets to rally on a guaranteed 98% guaranteed rate cut, which, again, they also said 98% guarantee that a COVID vaccine prevents transmission, right? And so when it doesn't come, markets are going to sell off. And then all the after-hour or after-market close earnings on all the big tech stocks are going to come, like Microsoft, Meta, et cetera, and they're going to lower their guidance, which is going to further exemplify the issue. But then with Trump's timing of the Chinese tariffs on November 1st, you also have a huge issue where why would Trump be able to, let's say, move the needle on China when we're about to invade Venezuela? China's going to put a hard backstop, and they're going to say no. We're not going to agree to these terms, which, again, is the perfect scenario to crash the markets, which is the last thing that the markets are rallying on, interest rate cuts, China trade deal. And so as all this implodes, you have, I believe.
By the way, Bart, let me just stop you. I'm going to hold you over here and we get our guests coming up. I actually agree with what you're saying. When you're saying it, it's kind of scary. I have this feeling like I'm hearing the future. Certainly the globalists already tried to crash the stock market in March, April, May. That failed, so they went to the no kings crap. That failed. But, yeah, the globalists are trying this. Trump's at war with the Federal Reserve. This is what they do to presidents that fight them, like Herbert Hoover. Yeah, this all makes a lot of frightening sense. They'll call it, oh, the AI bubble, or the – what else you think is going to happen?
Too, all over CNN, everyone's talking about AI bubbles. Why are they doing that, right? Another thing, too, last week when they shut you off and cut your feed – right, there was the Amazon servers that got knocked down. You know what else was knocked down during that server shutdown? Robinhood, Webull, Coinbase, which are the big trading firms. And then Robinhood updated its terms of user agreement services, as well as PNC, where they state that, hey, we are not responsible for any, server shutdowns or anything along those lines. If you read the fine print, it's clearly stated there, and they like reiterate that they're not liable for any losses. So just like 1987, another thing too, Andrew Sorkin, who's the guy on CNN or CNBC, he wrote a book called 1929. And you're famous for this, where the globalists, they tell us what they're about to do to us. And he wrote the book, 1929, The Crash That Shattered a Nation. He's all over on 60 Minutes predicting a stock market crash. He's grinning.
Oh, no, I made that point. I made that point a few weeks ago. They are hyping stock market crash everywhere. And I don't think you're right. I know they're going to try it. But Trump is smart. Bessent is smart. Do you think they can pull it off?
I think, personally, my opinion is Bessent may or may not be, like a spy, so to speak. Because, I mean, he did work for Soros. I'm not going to, write him off completely just yet. But, a lot of these things about Bessent promising all these deals, all these trade deals, and they never come to fruition. I'm very, very wary of him. But with the stock market crash, again, in 1987, if you read the documentary about why the market crashed so hard on that Monday, was because they had server shutdowns and server malfunctions and the computer started
obviously an attack. So stay there. I want you to come back and finish up. And then these other callers, even on this subject, our next guest is really smart on a bunch of subjects. We're talking about implantable chips and how they're nanotech, and this is all proven, and we've got the Bill Gates patents and all of it. This is a big deal. We're going to Harrison Smith in there and scan him. We'll intersperse your calls on this as well. Speaking of that, I'm not sure this is going to happen, but when he's saying all this, I never think he's saying is true in the pieces he's got. Now, the question is, does it go together like that? They've been trying it already, so I was just like, whoa. All I know is they want us off the air when all this goes down. And so we're getting shut down. InfoWars is getting shut down. The receiver's in here. We don't know if it's next week or when, but it's done. We got the Alex Jones Network. Just remember that on X. They're going to try to take that, but we'll be able to boost the new platform off that on Rumble. All the radio stations, they're already ready for the flip, the switch. We've got the satellite uplinks. But we need your support right now. The only variable of us staying on the air during this crisis is your support. And it is so critical. We're changing the world together. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We have a huge new deal where you get the highest quality Faraday bag with all the subcompartments, everything, so they can't track you and EMP can't destroy your stuff. This is absolute must for everybody, highest quality, with all the supplements in the bag and the battle dagger and so much more. It's a $720 value for $199. This is insane. 72% off retail. Incredible deal. Get the ultimate methylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the ultimate CMOS, so much more right now that comes in the bag. The ultimate Faraday bag sale right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yourself, because you sound like a really smart person. I'm impressed by what you said. I'm so glad you called in. I mean, how'd you get so informed?
You know, because I've been watching you since really 2017, and like, I credit you for so much, so I thank you for that. But I mean, I'm just based out of Chicago, just a young man with family and a good family, good loving families here, trying to do my best to spread the info war. But what I wanted to mention about the coup against Trump and your feeling that the Venezuela thing is going to be like a Bay of Pigs situation, right? Let's say the China deal fails on Thursday or whatever, okay? Trump is then going to green light the Venezuela attack, in my opinion, okay? Which then shoots up oil prices, further exacerbating the crash, because then traders are going to say, oh, well, you know, oil's spiking, inflation's back on.
And oil prices are already going up because of what he did to Russia.
Yep, exactly. And so, boom, when that happens, and then, the whole thing unfolds, stock market crashes, you have, like, the riots from, like, the EBT food stamps being cut off, right? What happens in the following week? I believe the tariffs are going to get overturned by Supreme Court, ruling that Congress has sole authority. And that's going to be the Democratic blueprint for, impeaching him after the midterm wins. They're betting, like a gambler putting they're betting their house, the farm, on this play, which I think is very, very, susceptible to fail. Given everything that's been happening, like with the Charlie Kirk thing and people unifying, but they're going to say, hey, look, Trump crashed the U.S. economy all because of the tariff issues, which turned out to be illegal. He's reckless. Oh, he was the Bitcoin president. Bitcoin went to zero. It all crashed. Look at all.
No, I totally agree. This has been their play, and everything's aligned for this to be the time. Very impressive. I want to get your name and number. And, crew, don't forget. We didn't get a board in there. So I want to get you back on. Like next Tuesday, regardless of what happens, I think your warning should be really paid attention to. Anything else, Bart?
I mean, I have a full analysis on my X handle, so it's BUJOKMR. So I have everything written.
Say it again
there.
Slowly.
B as in boy, U as in umbrella, J as in John, O as in octopus, K as in kite, M as in man, R as in red. So I have everything there, and I would be glad to come on. But Alex, the key, the signal that this is going to happen is if the Fed does not lower rates, if they do a pause, number one. Number two, if you get cut off the air, if the receiver comes in this week, it is final. It is going through. They don't want a voice like you to rally people behind what's actually truly going on. So this message has to get out there ASAP all over the air. So, that Trump or Elon or somebody gets ahead of this because,
I feel a disturbance in the force. I sense what you're saying is really accurate. They're definitely going to try it. They've been trying it. So that's not your opinion, but then you put all the evidence. It's a confluence. I get it. Great point. Thank you, Bart. There's a wild-eyedness to Hakeem Jeffries and Schumer and the rest of them right now, too. A wild-eyed look of commitment to evil. Real quick, Jonathan, New York, you're on the air on the EBT shutdown. Go ahead.
Going, Alex. I agree with the last caller. And I'm really trying to call the figure out here. I kind of want to ask, I mean, we have the majority in the House and in the Senate. It passed clean in the House. We're having a problem in the Senate. Why can't we use the nuclear option and pass this through? We have the mandate of the masses, and it's really what this is a mandate of the low information and low turnout voters. And Trump won their mandate last time around and the time around before. And if he can't get the government, we can't get the government funded, and EBT gets run out. Well, then there you go. You just lost the information. You lost the low information. You lost the low turnout voters. It's going to get blamed on Trump. And I do agree with the last caller because that lines up with the New York City mayoral race with Zohran Mamdani, who's pretty much just getting a coronation over here. We're going to have
Obama is behind.
Yes, I mean this is a real lining of their order. It's not them placating to their fringe. This is what's happening, and it's not about politicizing. A crazy fringe on the left. It's really about the low information, low turnout voters.
just like Steve Bannon's always drilled into us. That's what it's about. Trump had them won handily. We got
to
get this.
You're right. It's about the people that are starting to wake up but still don't get it. Incredible call. We're going to talk to you more. More calls coming up. Special guest straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes 5-6 times when I'm talking to him, please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, and as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, and they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people. And all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it. They believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way.
Whatever.
whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
Jesse Beltran was in the studio with us. Great research group, a lot of scientists, a lot of top people that are out there studying these nanotech silicon platforms that are being put into people. We have countless patents, Bill Gates heavily involved, controlling you with blockchain, turning you into the Internet of Things. And we now know this is self-replicating, not just in the Pfizer Moderna shop, but it's been put in other things. And so I wanted to get Jesse back. He scanned me and Sean Johnson on air. And again, you know, third world countries where this hasn't happened, nobody lights up with these things. Some countries that are third world do have it in the cities, but they also legalized 4.5 years ago nanotech in the food without any approval. They just said, no study, nanotech. So that's really the future, is colonizing our bodies. You know, the old thing, it was wars and empires and colonies and imperialism, colonization. Now it's colonizing the body, colonizing the mind. So Jesse Beltran's here with us, Mind Nexus Live, mindnexuslive.com, and all of his experiences and how he woke up and what he discovered and how he fell into all of this as a firefighter and paramedic. And then Mike Grady, co-founder of Mind Nexus, with you, Air Force veteran, served in the security forces, supported Intel Operations Command, CENTCOM, was in the Iraq War in many countries in the Middle East, researcher in surveillance technology for over 20 years. Think Havana Syndrome, Jesse's right-hand man in the mission to counter nano-surveillance tyranny. So we can talk about shutdowns and war in Venezuela, and we'll take some calls. It all dials into the lockdowns that are coming and new viruses and civil war, because I want to pick both your brains about that, too. We'll get to that next hour. We're going to bring Thomas in here. One of the producers, and we're also going to bring Harrison in here, Harrison Smith. You're going to scan them later, coming up. So thank you so much for coming back to town. And you know, also, Mike, great to meet you and your team. But I know a lot of this stuff because I study. So I know when you're covering documents, covering things, I know it's all real. Some stuff I learned from you, I didn't know and looked up, it was true. But this is the real revolution. This is the real future. So since you were here 2 weeks ago, maybe it's important just to kind of recap who you are, your organization, what you do, and where all this is going. People are fascinated with it. It's so important. But obviously the globalists and everything they do, I mean, I actually broke this in the mid 90s only because a nurse from Fort Sam Houston, called in and she said, you know, since 1974, the year I was born, We take blood from all the babies and put a secret DNA database. She brought me documents. Everybody freaked out. Lawsuits got filed in Texas and Minnesota. People won them. Now it comes out in New Jersey. Other places have these databases. They're saying they can sell the kids' DNA. These systems, like people wake up on the operating table while they're taking their organs, you know, and literally run out of the hospital. Not all the medical system's evil, but large pockets of it are. And that's how tyranny in the last 100 years really comes to the medical system. So it's such important work. So Jesse Beltran and Mike Grady, you guys both reintroduce yourselves, starting with you, Jesse, and then let's plunge into the actual documentation here.
Okay. Well, my name is Jesse Beltran. I'm a retired Sacramento City firefighter paramedic. And I am currently the president of Mind Nexus. Our LLC is actually Cosmic Clarity Connections. And I got into this about in 2010. I met a gentleman by the name of Dr. John Hall here in San Antonio, Texas, where we got on this phenomenon that was happening to U.S. citizens. And he was seeing individuals who were complaining about an acute onset of these weird, strange sounds followed by short, long-term memory fog, vertigo, nausea, vomiting, and electrical shocks to the extremities, which we now know as buffeting. And the U.S. government, back on May 8th of 2024, held a hearing where Lieutenant Colonel Greg Egren gave testimony that this phenomenon was happening not only to our diplomats in Havana, Cuba, but to the best of the best in the CIA, FBI, and now congressional members. They say this phenomenon only started in 2016, but we now know that this phenomenon is identical to what our clients have been expressing since 2010. Now, something very different has happened after that jab, where we would scan individuals testing for RF emissions, because if they were really truly receiving the signal, we should be able to detect it somehow. So Dr. Hall was doing this on a limited basis, utilizing a little device called the JM20 Pro, which I have here, and it's a general frequency detector. And what he was finding is people were coming up positive at very specific anatomical locations around the human body. And so I said, well, why isn't anything being done about this? He says, because when they go to their general practitioner, and this was by design, they were being railroaded into the mental health industry. So I decided to take this subjectivity and use my background as a paramedic and turned it into objective data. So we started holding conferences in Sacramento, California. I expected a handful of people to show up, and then over 100 people showed up. So I said, okay, there's something here. Let's start doing the scanning along with capturing data so that we can see similarities between the cases and dissimilarity between the cases.
Well, I mean, let's just be clear. In 2006, it became kind of a family scandal. They weren't mad at me. One of my cousins, great friend, great guy, older than me, 10 years older, a little more than that. He was an Army officer, and he was at a meeting in Texas with over 1,000 officers, and they said, we're getting ready to put chips in all special operations, but we've got a more advanced that are basically going to be liquid that self-replicate to track you and keep you safe. And then he only told me about it because it was even in a local article where they admitted, oh, they're going to chip the troops. But they still figured out who it was when I said it, and literally in his next deal passed him over promotion because of it. So my point is, I was told this like 2006, 2007, and since then they admit it, and they did a lot of testing with troops. But the older systems are actual chips. I want to explain, it isn't chips now, folks. It's nanotech self-replicating, so that's the key. And there's all this science and all these admissions and all these patents. This is going on everywhere. And so are there schizophrenics that think it's happening? Well, it's not, sure. But the fact is, this is going on whole hog, and the groundbreaking stuff you did on the nasal swabs being basically like the connections on a battery, that is groundbreaking and confirmed. So just so powerful.
Yeah, so it was the hydrogel that he's talking about on the swabs. But what we did, and back then, you're absolutely right, we have cases that go back into the 80s and late 70s. But
They were putting wires in people's brains at mental institutions in the 70s.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the less capable of society are being experimented on. It's always been prisoners and people in the mental health industry. It's no different than the witch hunts of the Spanish Inquisition. This is exactly what they do to shut people up. A lot of whistleblowers fall into this, but a lot of this was experimentation in the beginning phase. after, and we would find locations that were positive, around 4 to 8 locations. But after that shot, what we are finding on average is 12 to 13 locations at very specific areas around the human body are lighting up for whatever reason for RF emissions.
And well, I looked this up even before you were on. Until like 20 years ago, nobody lit up with this stuff.
Correct.
This isn't some anomaly. Explain that. This is.
Yeah, so it is not normal for the human body to emit a frequency. We actually,
and now you have them going and giving Apple codes at graveyards.
They are detecting MAC addresses, and what we are finding, there's a study in the UK where there is a 1-bit transmission that is going back to an Apple identification. And this is only being found on those human persons who have had the jab or had someone close in their families for the shedding effect, and we are detecting that MAC address. So it is something I'm actually going to be going back to London, and we're going to be conducting a much larger study of over 100 participants.
Did you know Cronenberg's in this movie like a year ago? I forget the name. I went and saw it. I'm a Cronenberg fan. Guys, look up Cronenberg's. Cronenberg's in this movie. It's like they have MAC addresses for dead people in the graves. It's crazy.
Yes, they are detecting that.
But then Cronenberg makes a movie about it. Like, he's always ahead of the curve. This is bizarre.
Yeah, it is. And it's unfortunate, but this is reality. And I just did a presentation down in Southern California in front of RFK's group support group, and we talked about this very nature. You know, that back then it was older technology, but Alex, you have been spot on in everything that you have been teaching everyone about this nanotechnology. It is self-replicating, self-assembling, and it does pass the blood-brain barrier. And what these victims are complaining about is they are being tortured 24/7, 350 all year.
Well, let me give credit. At least 25 years ago, no, it was longer, Tex Mars was a visionary in all this here in Austin. I learned a lot from him. He actually married me, my first wife. He was writing public books, I mean, telephone book size about nanotech, and he was Air Force Intelligence, Space and Aeronautics, Star Wars, and a UT professor. And then whatever he found out, he wouldn't tell me, but got all freaked out in the late 80s and left and became a preacher. But he said, now I got to go back and get his books because he predicted all this.
Yeah. Yeah. We're experiencing 1984 on steroids.
So let me ask you this before we get going here, because this is important. As this, what is the, from all you know, I know you don't like to speculate, but what is the end game of this?
Well, the end game of this is complete control. As I shared on the first show, the New World Vistas report, it was obtained and released by the United States Air Force, How to Keep Us a Superpower 50 Years in the Future. On page 89 of that, it talks about biological processes. Utilizing this type of technology in order to influence populations, print memory sets, and erase memory sets in the human brain. The brain initiative that was done by President Obama under the Cures Act makes all of this legal, and that's what is very surprising, that it is legal to experiment on U.S. citizens without their consent as long as it doesn't exceed minimal risk, but you have the fox guarding the hen house. That means that even the data that's captured in these studies isn't under protected under national security.
But I told you about, which they've changed now, but U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, 1,500, I've said fast, I remember the exact thing. U.S. Code Title 32, Subsection 1,528, Paragraph B, said for any law enforcement or research issue, they can even do lethal testing.
Yes, under certain circumstances, but the bottom line is you would never know. If it's protected by national security protocols, and the definition of normal everyday risk is nothing that doesn't happen in everyday life. And I would say that death happens in normal everyday life. Does that make it okay?
Well, exactly. But the whole bottom line is they're already face scanning us for decades without asking us. Now they want you to opt in at TSA. It's already been done when you walked in. It's a big joke. How far is the average technology ahead of what we know? 20, 30 years, 40?
Well, on average, I would say it used to be 30, 40 years, 50 years on average. But with the advent of AI and these supercomputers and quantum computing, we're seeing that is being shortened, and we talked about it on the first show, how technology is increasing and surpassing Moore's law, And so it's going to get exponentially shorter.
So you're talking about a quickening.
Yes.
Or a singularity.
Correct.
So I want to introduce your partner here, business partner and all this. But a good way for people to understand this is, what is the Havana Syndrome?
Havana Syndrome was defined by our U.S. diplomats who were having these unusual symptoms in Havana, Cuba. It was they were there and they started experiencing these strange sounds. It sounded like cicada. And they were just brushed off and thought it was a mass hysteria phenomenon until the Canadian diplomats started having the same exact symptoms. And that's when the U.S. started to take them more seriously. And they were talking about the same complaints as our clients. They were having short-term, long-term memory fog, vertigo, severe headaches, shocks to the extremities. And they were talking about the sound following them. And in essence, this sound, and because they didn't want to make it public, some of them were actually hearing voices being transmitted to them. And this is happening on a worldwide basis. Now, Colonel Egren testified that it is happening on every continent except for Antarctica. And we now know that there's a group of people on Antarctica that are complaining about these same symptoms.
Because obviously they can push it through the internet. They can push it wherever you're at now.
Correct.
So so it's beyond voice to skull. It's obviously digits, you know, zeros and ones communicated into these synthetic matrices that are growing in people.
Yes, actually, this is a mass surveillance program. I actually have a video that I was hoping to share that can show you that they can identify any person on the globe just by typing in a name. And if you're in that law enforcement or military segment, that will actually track you. And
well, that's what they told my cousin at this group with over 1,000 officers was, oh, it's for the troops, but don't tell anybody. We're going to do the special operations and then the officers first so we can always find you.
Correct. But that was just a ruse. And this has been mass produced and it has infiltrated every human person out there. And they are now changing us from the human species to be called Homo Borgensis. And that is a new term.
Say that again, Homo?
Homo Borgensis.
Borg.
Borg.
And then people go, oh, that's science fiction. No, they tell you through predictive programming.
Correct. Correct. And so if you look at what this is capable of, and if you look at all of the classified information, and this is getting far more technical. We're getting even smaller than the nano size with this technology. We showed you a video where Dr. Ido Bachelet held up a 1cc syringe, and at the tip of the needle, he said, he just brought it from his lab, are 1,000 billion robots that can be controlled by an Xbox controller. He teaches his students how to do this once it's inside a host. So just imagine, we know that...
What was that 60s movie, Fantastic Journey or whatever, where they shrink down the submarine to go save the...
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly.
Cool, Fantastic Journey?
Fantastic Journey, I believe it was.
Guys, pull up the trailer for Fantastic Journey.
Yeah.
But it shows what humans envision we can do. It's actually amazing.
Correct. And, you know, and it's not the technology that's bad. It's the people in charge of the technology and what they do with it that's bad. Because
imagine the good things this could do.
Yeah, well, that's how it's sold to us, right? Yeah. Then you let the populations accept it. This is a great thing. This is for your health. This is the future of health and medicine. We're going to cure diseases. We're going to help you live longer and any ailment.
Well, that would be the smart way for them to roll it out. Why did they roll out poison mRNA first?
Yeah, well, I think this, in my opinion, we are becoming so overpopulated on this planet that they are in fear that they're going to lose control. And if we all band together, they would.
Exactly. They want control of the future. It's not that we're a danger to the Earth. We're a danger to their monopoly.
Correct.
They want to turn us into factory farm creatures, so they call it the final revolution. There's no more revolution because they've done this. Powerful. Oh, my gosh. I said I might go to calls, but I'm not sure now because we need hours and hours. Plus, you're going on the War Room today, 4 p.m. with Harrison Smith. Stay with us. Share the live feed now.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We
We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to the sound of a completely new screen experience. A startling new kind of excitement. As 20th Century Fox plunges you into the most incredible adventure that man could ever achieve. To make a motion picture that crosses a new frontier may seem impossible today. Outer space, the depths of the sea, the bowels of the earth, the past, the future, all have been subjects for the camera. But now, a film called Fantastic Voyage has broken through in an unexpected direction to create an adventure of astonishing suspense and beauty.
One of the miracles of the universe.
Its vital news story sweeps down from the sky. Then it drops the bottom out of the world you know and understand.
as a beleaguered nation desperate for survival launches a journey you can never erase from your memory.
We need you for security purposes, Mr. Grant. They know they failed to kill Vanish. Security thinks they'll try again, first chance they get.
A woman has no place on a mission of this kind.
I insist on taking my technician.
You'll take along who I assign.
Then tell me who I'm going to work with.
Four men and a beautiful girl, off on a fantastic voyage, actually entering inside the human body, exploring an unknown universe, unknown dangers.
They're tightening. I can't breathe.
24 seconds left.
After that, you're in danger of attack.
Come on, Doctor.
It's sheer suicide for all of us.
You are there with them, sharing a breakthrough in motion pictures.
He's gone.
If you thought it was too late to discover something entirely new on the screen, Fantastic Voyage will be a stunning experience.
So that's Fantastic Voyage, more than 50, 60 years ago, and 66, and now here we are. But it's not people that are shrinking down into a little submarine. It's all this self-replicating nanotech. But since we're talking about chips and troops, okay, here is 60 Minutes over a decade ago. I remember playing this. Among some of the current projects, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is developing a health monitoring subdermal implant. It's not a government tracking microchip, oh no, but rather a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood, which you are the pioneer, and has been confirmed in all those nose swabs, created the connectivity for them to track it using Wi-Fi, 5G, all of it. I had forgotten about this. I played this clip. What year was this? I mean, I want to say this was like 15 years ago. I played this clip probably 100 times. And the badasses in there found this. It's a gel. Oh, my. Here's the gel we inject. What a breakthrough. I want to bet Mike Grady and Jesse Beltran saying all this didn't know about this clip.
I did not know about this clip.
I had forgotten. Yeah. This is, oh, my God. Here it is, folks, from 60 Minutes.
Consider a ship like the USS Theodore Roosevelt, hobbled last year when 1,271 crew members tested positive for the coronavirus. What if everyone on board had their health monitored with this subdermal implant, now in late-stage testing? It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
It's a sensor.
This tiny green thing in there?
That tiny green thing in there. You put it underneath your skin, and what that tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow.
Wow. There's an actual transmitter in that?
Yeah, it's like a check engine light.
Check this sailor out before he infects other people.
That's right.
Sailors would get the signal, then self-administer a blood draw and test themselves on site.
Look at that.
We can have that information in 3 to 5 minutes. As you truncate that time, as you diagnose and treat, what you do is you stop the infection in its track.
They're saying this for 2021, but I remember this earlier. The point is, there it is, Jesse Beltran. You hadn't seen this.
No, I hadn't seen this. No, but it's interesting because Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is the one who put out that video about the hydrogel being on the PCR testing, and in that, that's basically your nanotech.
And we were first told, the Pentagon warned of it, they were using it to sell to Chinese companies, also the DNA swab now confirmed. So you've got another video you're going to play, so I'm going to let you kind of take over now with your partner here, and we'll hear more from Mike Grady, but go ahead. You got a big presentation.
Yeah, so what I want to show everyone is exactly what has already been found in the mRNA vaccines, not only Pfizer, Moderna, but also in xylocaine derivatives, so that's anesthetic. But the bottom line is these can be programmed and self-assembled into anything that the code wants it to be, so whoever the programmer is. But ultimately, this is about complete control and surveillance, and I'm going to go ahead and play this next video. and it's called Accountable Infrastructure Central Command Platform Human Surveillance Preview. And boom.
The Central Command Platform gives key decision makers easy access to advanced surveillance options. Using the icons at the top, we can toggle the visibility of the subjects we want to view. We'll tap the human icon to activate their visibility. This gives us a real-time view of all the subjects in our jurisdiction. Let's use the search bar to find a specific subject. Here, we can search by typing in the name of a subject or search with an image of the subject's face. First, let's try typing in the name of our subject. In this case, there were two people with the same name found in our jurisdiction. We can tap a subject's live location to see more details. We can now see the live location and source details of the person we tapped on, with options to see more details to help us determine if this is our subject. To search by face, let's say we have an image of the subject. We can source this from a surveillance integration or by manually uploading an image. Using face search, we can find the exact person who matches the face of our subject. Let's say our subject is suspected of committing a crime last night. We can use the AI chat to see where he was at the time of the crime. The chat
responded
and show us the exact location on the map. I just want to be clear, because I'm hearing audio off his laptop. No big deal on air. I'm able to take us off live. That's not going to the mics. Is it the double feedback, is it? Good. Okay, fine. Start over. Back it up. This is important. This is so huge. And this is people advertising this.
Yes.
So explain this. This is huge.
Okay. So let me pull this up again. So basically, this central command software is just telling us about what they can do, again, to make you safe.
That.
To advanced surveillance options. Using the icons at the top, we can toggle the visibility of the subjects we want to view. We'll tap the human icon to activate their visibility. This gives us a real-time view of all the subjects in our jurisdiction. Let's use the search bar to find a specific subject. Here, we can search by typing in the name of a subject or search with an image of the subject's face. First, let's try typing in the name of our subject. In this case, there were two people with the same name found in our jurisdiction. We can tap a subject's live location to see more details. We can now see the live location and source details of the person we tapped on, with options to see more details to help us determine if this is our subject. To search by face, let's say we have an image of the subject. We can source this from a surveillance integration or by manually uploading an image. Using face search, we can find the exact person who matches the face of our subject. Let's say our subject is suspected of committing a crime last night. We can use the AI chat to see where he was at the time of the crime. The chat will respond and show us the exact location on the map. Let's say we have a crime report that tells us the suspect fled the scene at 9:30. Let's use the timeline tool to go to exactly 9:30. We could see that it matches the report. He's leaving the bar. Let's see where he is right now by using the timeline tool to go back to live. We can use the chat to automate the next steps, such as requesting an arrest warrant and sending units to the area once we receive it. The chat will automatically create an action plan and execute the plan for you as soon as you give the approval. It'll notify the relevant parties, execute according to your department's protocol, and custom integrations with your current services, allowing you to keep your jurisdiction safe and secure right from the palm of your hand with the Central Command Platform.
All right, so how does this tie into it all?
Well, that's what this is all about, complete control.
Making us the Internet of Things.
Correct. You, each and every human being who has had that vaccine and has this nanotech in them is a node connected to the Internet. This is a culmination between satellite technology, cell phone technology, Wi-Fi technology. It all integrates as one network.
So from geospatial down to 5G, and that's the Google plan in 98 with InQtel CIA funding. They said a human-machine cybernetic creation where we're part of the cyborg, part of the AI.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Mike Grady, tell us about yourself and your how you got involved in this and where this is all going.
Yeah. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate you having us on your platform. It's important for everybody to understand what's happening here with Havana Syndrome and all the facts of the technology and just everything that's real and not a conspiracy theory. I served in our United States Air Force from 2001 to 2007. I was deployed in 2003 to Iraq and a bunch of other different countries over in the area of responsibility where we were working. And in 2004, I came across your platform, and I've been running with you in the InfoWar ever since. And the reason that I started looking into things, because I saw that what I was being told and what was happening were two different things. What I would see on mainstream media and operations that we were running were not the same. They were kind of running parallel to each other. So it's important for people to understand that this is real. If you study the globalist plan, you asked earlier, what's the end game to all this stuff? Brzezinski of the World Economic Forum back in the day was actually on record talking about how it's easier to control a million people than it is to kill a million people. Their goal is a new world order, and yeah, they're trying to decrease the world's population by 90% so they can have a total one world government controlled, and they're using technology as the method to do it because they can't just assign an officer for every person, so they have to do it in a technological and more advanced way.
And so how did you get into this? You started researching it?
I started researching it because I took my oath of my oath seriously when I went into the Air Force. I swore to uphold and defend and support the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the domestic part is what hit me hard because I started studying further, and James Madison talked about how if tyranny and oppression ever come to this land, it'll be under the guise in fighting a foreign enemy. So the enemy is
really
within.
And you flipped his quote. You weren't wrong. He said, in the past, it was easier to control a million people than kill them. Now it's easier to kill a million than to control them. Which you said earlier, they admit they're losing control.
Right. No, they are losing control because everybody's waking up, like platforms like this, platforms like Joe Rogan, Sean Ryan, Sean Johnson, what you've been on. And Jesse and I met up because all those symptoms that he's been describing and all the people we've been scanning, I'm someone that has lit up in 13 areas of my body. And I got more advanced testing done and found out that there was semiconductive material inside of me as well. And I didn't consent to that.
And how are they doing it? Through the injection? Pull this up, guys. Like 6 months into Biden, FDA approves nanotech without research.
It could be something like that, but I haven't received the COVID vaccine. I didn't do one piece
of it. They're saying they're putting it in food.
It could be food, water, it could be what's in, they're spraying in the skies.
Air.
Because these nanoparticles are so small, and Jesse has described how small these nanoparticles are. They could literally be around everybody.
Oh, Bill Gates is obsessed with vaccines in your food so you can't get away from it.
Right. And actually, I read an article the other day about they want to develop dental floss that has nanotechnology in it as well. So they're trying to put it in everything. It's kind of like the movie Batman where the Joker has all the Joker products and he wants to, and he says, you might have taken them already. You don't even know if you had them. So that's what that
is. Oh, it is the Joker, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Alex, I have something, a video to show everyone. It was actually a music video that we created. But in the beginning, it has then-Senator Biden questioning John Roberts at his confirmation hearing. Is it okay we play
about
it real
chips?
Quick?
I remember.
Yeah.
Can we? I forgot about this clip. Yeah, go ahead.
Play that real quick.
This is a long time ago.
I think it's like 15 years ago.
If you gentlemen feel better talking about this in a more secure setting.
I'll start by saying
work
this.
On that as well.
Congressman, thank you for the question. Give me 20 minutes in a skiff and I'll convince all of you. I know where the bodies are buried. I know the cabinets to look in, the questions to ask, and the people to subpoena. I will say that this is a global campaign and it's focused on attacking our people, the best of our people.
Electromagnetic pulses, yeah, they're trying to test behind closed doors, but nothing but the guests.
Silence screams and smooth.
While they sit back and muse. Eleven nights, but the chill runs deep. They're taking pieces of my mind, no time for sleep. Experiments, they hide under veil of light. In the darkness, I'm a pawn in the fight. Shadows on the wall. I hear the laughter haunting, watching me fall.
A game of human chess, and I'm just a piece.
I've had a night, but the chill runs deep. They're taking pieces of my mind, no time for sleep. They experiment, they hide under veil of light. In the darkness, I'm a pawn in their fight.
Then Biden says, mark my words. the future, you will rule on putting microchips to control people.
Correct.
That's coming up here in a moment. But obviously, that's what corporations want is control of us. That's what they've done.
Agenda 2030. Rockefeller lockstep.
All right, here we go. It's going on, Biden.
Scans often give things you didn't expect.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that.
And often there are things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Neuromarketing, a little scary concept there, trying to assess when people are responding effectively to certain kinds of advertising or branding.
Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make.
All right, so let me do an overhead shot. This is today, InfoWars.com. UK expands Online Safety Act to enforce preemptive censorship for priority offenses with pre-crime. So they're not going to arrest you or ban you or detain you or fine you. Keir Starmer, that protects all the pedophiles, with pre-crime. It's here.
Yeah, we're already there. And you notice this was in 2005. They're already talking about putting these
20 years ago
in people. And you notice that that was Francis Collins, who was headed the NIH. He talks about
I confronted Collins about a year ago at the airport.
UBOs, unidentified bright objects that they're finding in brain scans. And what he's referring to is these microchips. And then he testifies and he goes on to say, who decides what type of chip you get to decide whether you're going to be a sanitation worker, a police officer, or a doctor or a scientist? This is how crazy and insane this is. And they've been pre-planning this for a long time. So they are now playing God. You no longer have autonomy. You will no longer have a decision.
The final revolution that Obama talks about.
Yes. Yes.
Mike?
And this is what you mentioned earlier, Alex, about predictive programming. Everything Jesse just mentioned. Has anybody ever seen the movie Demolition Man?
Yes, excellent.
Right? So
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, they get out, and all of a sudden he has the urge to knit a sweater, and Sandra Bullock looks at him and says, well, that's part of your rehab program, John Spartan, because he's never done it before, but they actually programmed him to do that. You know, 2005, that video came out that you just saw, but there's even earlier shows, like in the show The X-Files, where they're actually chipping people in The X-Files, and they're making them do things that they would not normally do because the chip is inside them doing something. So they've always led up by showing you what they're going to do first and kind of easing the blow, and people say, well, I've seen that in a TV show, and I've seen that in the movie. So.
And obviously, they're not going to come out and say, take the chip.
Right.
That comes later when we battle to get the new best chip. You know, with Neuralink or whatever. No, they just roll it out.
Well, they make it seem like a good idea first. It's good for your pet. So, you know, your dog, if it gets lost, we can find it easily. Right. So they sell it as a good idea first while they're doing all this nefarious stuff in the background.
And while we're worried about UFOs, we should be worried about unidentified bright objects.
Correct.
There's right. A government report right there.
Exactly.
So I don't think it's even the Russians or the Cubans doing this. The CIA wants to keep tabs on its own people. They're being used as test subjects.
Well, back in 2010, that's strongly what we hypothesized. But now I think someone out there believes they won the game. So they've been able to do this straight in our face. They're not hiding it. It's out there. And a good friend, Dr. Rima LeBeau, who you're familiar with, she's been on your show before. Actually,
her husband was the head of Army Intelligence.
Yeah. She's actually in the next trailer for Nano Sapiens. This might be a great time to show everyone what that's really about.
Yeah.
How long is the trailer?
I believe it's about 3 minutes.
Let's go ahead and roll the trailer for this new mega film that died suddenly.
Correct.
Putting on, right? Yeah. Let's go ahead and roll that. We have it in there?
Yeah, they have it in there.
What my husband was involved in, Major General Albert N. Stubblebine III, in the creation of remote viewing, was called Project Stargate.
First series of experiments here at Stanford Research Institute were what the scientists called remote viewing.
This project that was announced on day two of Trump's presidency, Operation Stargate.
Stargate project, I think it's going to be something that's very special. It'll lead to something that could be the biggest of all.
Was a direct import from the Biden presidency, unchanged except for the name, the same $500 billion investors, the same project, the same structures, and the buildings are already under construction. That doesn't happen in one day.
We've actually been working with OpenAI for a while and with Masa for a while. The data centers are actually under construction. The first of them are under construction in Texas. Each building's a 500,000 square feet. There are 10 buildings currently being built, but that will expand to 20, and other locations beyond the Abilene location, which is our first location.
Why call it Stargate?
It began as a code name, and sometimes code names stick.
It's all about information, but the intention is different.
Hi, I'm Christine Ulm, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. If you plan on traveling, we need your help to prevent delays and to prove your identity.
Let me spell that out. You will not be able to work in the United Kingdom if you do not have digital ID.
The globalist intention from the Biden administration to the Trump administration to track, trace, control, and interfere with every activity of humankind is underway. Project Stargate was about gathering intel that was needed for the defense of the country. This is about gathering information that is needed for the destruction of humanity.
Wow. Well, I didn't realize you just exclusively premiered this. What an amazing film, Died Suddenly, reached over 100 million people. This is amazing. Tell us more about the film and when it's coming out.
Well, we're still working on production. We have some really exclusive, exciting information to disclose. We're hoping that it's going to lead to a solution for humanity to save our human species. But as soon as production's done, I know Edward Sazal and his team are working diligently to get this done, but the wheels are turning and everything has to come into play. So we're hoping within the next 6 months.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so many of these clips I've seen, but I forgot. I mean, this is out of the open. And again, the original Stargate project, it's not the Stargate show about going to other planets. It was a CIA remote viewing.
Out of SRI, out of Stanford.
Excuse me, I had to sneeze. Yeah, well, let's come back and talk about Stargate and talk about all that right now, because this is so important. This is a massive project.
Yeah. Well, you know, we used the remote viewing aspects. They were using it to spy on the Russians because they thought they were ahead of us. And that's really what this insipidus of this is all about.
Because you said it, and that's what Dr. Begich found. His brother's a senator, father, famous congressman. They did all this mind war testing about the 90s. Said, we got to drop this because most people turn against us. It's too powerful. Right. So instead, they said, humans are dangerous. We need to just turn them into robots.
Correct.
All right, stay there. Jesse Beltran, Mike Grady, straight ahead. Hour number four.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So big and so important. I just invited Jesse Beltran and his partner, Mike Grady, to host the last hour and a half of the show tomorrow with me not even in here because I want to see the angles that go without me. But literally simpatico, me and Mike Grady, during the last 2-minute break, I'm like, what's the most important thing we haven't said yet? And I had this question ready because I know going back a decade ago, and I've seen other research, almost nobody showed up with the, you know, with these signals. I said, what's the percentage? I was about to ask, what's the percentage? And you said, let's go with what we're finding the percentage. Let's do that next segment. But finishing up with the trailer we just played from the incredible filmmaker that you're working with, died suddenly. This is part two, Nano Sapiens, the findings in this film.
Yeah, well, we were talking about Project Stargate, how that transitioned in the early infancies in the 70s, where it was all based on remote viewing. But, you know, we've transitioned to, we now know the technology exists that through FOIA requests and declassified documents, that the ability to read signals from the human brain via satellite, the patents are there. And the military has been doing this for quite some time. They've been monitoring their soldiers. In fact, Sean Johnson talked about having to swallow the capsule and that he was told that it was just to monitor body temperature. But these things do a lot more than that. And now the integration where Stargate is going in is using artificial intelligence and integrating with these nodes. So every human being out there who has this in them is a node. And so basically what is going to happen is you're going to have AI connected to you. And the fact is, if it has read-write capabilities, is this something that humanity is ready for?
And when you see me pointing at the career, I want this up front in the interview. You're absolutely right. That's what Bill Gates talks about. That's what Musk talks about. But they're not, the system's not asking. It's doing it.
Yes. It's doing what.
And then that's the 5G and the Wi-Fi and the smart home. All of that is there gobbling everything up to that interface.
Yeah. And when 6G is released, that's when it's supposed to go full bore 100%, according to the documents that we've encountered.
And again, 4.5 years ago, oh, it's legal, no testing, nanotech in your food, we're putting articles up.
Yeah.
So that's why people that didn't ever take any shots still have it.
Correct. I mean, it's in our foods, it's in our cosmetics. The theory is that it's being sprayed upon us, but the fact is it does have, according to the experts out there, it does have the shedding effect. So even if you haven't had the vaccine, if you're around a family member who has had the vaccine or you're in a relationship with someone who has had the vaccine, that shedding effect is going to transfer onto you and into.
And Pfizer 4 years ago admitted the shot sheds.
Correct.
So what's crazy is I sit here all day reading this from them. They'll admit it in fine print, but later say it's not true to the general public.
Correct.
It's like saying, oh, Tylenol's fine. They knew they approved that it causes blood-brain barrier problems.
Correct. Yeah. We've been lied to, and it's been continuous, and throughout history, it's a repeated pattern. And, you know, this is why Mike and I are out there, and Desiree, who couldn't be here with us today, are out there. It's time to wake up, because the way you're going to be empowered is through knowledge.
Well, that was my next question I asked you last week, and once you said it out, oh, that is the answer. Because for heavy metals and all sorts of the toxins, zeolites, and not all are, you know, created. We'll talk about that coming up, but the point is, the great news is God's given us ways to mitigate and counter this.
Absolutely. And that zeolite product is, you know, I'm a skeptic. I've never backed anything, but this is one of the very few products out there that has been peer-reviewed, studied.
And you've seen signals go down after this.
Correct.
Let's talk about it 1 minute. Let's come back. No, this is important. Because, boom, people need, I've always known about zeolites, but I didn't think about this. We'll be right back.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, you know, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
Now, literally, when you were here 2 weeks ago, Jesse Beltran, this wasn't some plug with your sponsor. I know there's always a counter to something. So I said, is there a way to get these nanotechs out of the body? Because I know in general, the spike protein, there's a bunch of known compounds. We sell Ultimate Life Force. That's the 2 combined main formulas that kill spike protein, are already really good for your cardiovascular system. So, and we know that's all part of the nanotech operation. And then you're like, yeah, actually, we have a sponsor, and it's a really good zeolite, which I always heard about is great for heavy metals and other toxins. And so zeolite, period, not all are the same. Obviously, some are toxic. You got to get a, you know, good certified brand, you know, that's like California rated or whatever, because that's the highest level. It's actually harassment levels, more bad stuff in the air. There's, you know, what they allow in products. So you didn't come here and say, hey, I'm plugging zeolites. You're just like, yeah, we got a sponsor. Zeolites we found with people with all these signals, reduces them, in some cases knocks them out. What are zeolites? I know what they are, but describe it for people. And then what do they do? And then tell us about this great organization you work with.
Yeah, so it's actually zeolite Z. And the reason this is all natural. Any zeolite that's out there that's synthetically made, you don't want to take. Now, I've been doing this for...
Explain what a zeolite is.
So zeolite basically comes from blue zones on the planet. So where you have volcanic activity, diatomaceous earth, which meets the sea. And zeolite is a negatively charged substance. And
it's microorganism skeletons that are specially charged with volcanic earth in the ocean.
Correct.
Wow. That's God again.
It's God. It's natural. God is always has the answer. And what it does is when you take it, and granted, I deal with people, clients who are suffering every day of their lives. And when I was approached about this product, I was skeptical. And then they showed me
all
the
studies. You didn't bring it up. I said, is there any counter to this?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. And he showed me all of the peer-reviewed studies where they were using controls, showing them at 30, 90, and 60 and 90 days of taking the Zeolite Z, the masterpiece. And when they took it, what they saw is the graphene oxide levels started to decrease. And by day 90, they were very minimal.
And again, what's the graphene oxide, the growth factor?
Graphene oxide is what makes this nanotech work.
Yeah.
It's all, we need to get it out of you.
So it's the fertilizer.
Correct. It's what allows it to operate. And so by keeping it down at minimal levels, what we are finding from those victims out there, they are all coming to me saying, Jesse.
Well, that's what zeolites do, is pull metals and toxins.
Pulls the metals and toxins. You just, it's like a magnetic charge. And it you can show, if we show this on the screen, I have it on my laptop right now. So what we see here, this is the zeolite with all these natural minerals that we are very aligned with our human body and our composition. And this is what happens.
So it's good for us, but not for nanotech.
Correct. And what you see here on the right is one drop of graphene oxide. Look what happens. It just balls up, it pulls, and it keeps it like a magnet. And then it gets excreted in your perspiration, your urination, defecation.
Yeah, and I should have sold zeolites forever. I remember decades ago learning about it. Yeah. Problem is, if you're super toxic, you can kind of feel bad at first because it's going to really suck stuff out.
Yeah. Well,
would you call it a chelator?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a form of chelation, but mainly what I was most interested in is that the fact that I was seeing positive results, and I had so many of my clients who were victimized this way saying, Jesse, it's working. Our symptoms are decreasing. And that's what's really unique and wonderful.
Because it's getting rid of the connectivity of the system.
Correct. It's decreasing.
Well, tell us about that, of these great folks, if people need relief.
As far as...
You were saying the great company again?
Oh, it's Masterpiece. So if you go to masterpiece.health/Alex, masterpiece.health, and it's masterpiece.health/Alex, you can see everything you want to know. You can see all the studies.
By the way, you forgot about this. I didn't even know about this. I literally brought it up during a one-minute break. You go, oh, I forgot we're going to do this. So people get a discount. They use that link.
Yes. So if you go there, I highly recommend everyone get on the Zeolite Z. Because
and just regardless, it's a known chelator for all the heavy metals. So let me ask you this. What else can people do to counter? Have you seen anything else that counters this?
Well, living a healthy lifestyle, going back to organic foods, exercising, taking care of your body, all these things are going to benefit you. And you are going to feel, I can tell you, I've been taking it, and I was a skeptic. And everyone knows me. I'm very left brain. And I was, you know, really standoffish. But when I started to look at the data, because I still keep an open
mind. Well, yeah, you were standoffish. Yeah. I had to ask the question.
Yeah. So it works. And if I would, it's very safe. Children can take it. Your pets can take it. Believe it or not, there are individuals out there who are giving it to their pets. It's not going to harm them. The only thing it's going to do is provide a benefit.
Amazing. All right. We only got limited time, but this is so important. I said, how long are you here till Wednesday? You're coming back tomorrow, 1:30 to 3 p.m. I'm going to leave. So I don't want you to go your own direction. I got plenty of work to do. I'll be here watching. And I want you both, you got so many clips, so much more presentation for people. People really want to know about this. And you're going to be on at 4 p.m. today with Harrison Smith for an hour as well to cover other angles we haven't hit. But just, what is the rest of the information in the 17 minutes we have you want to impart to people?
Well, if you are having these symptoms and you want to enter upon your journey of getting data to prove that this is happening to you, you can always visit us at, if you go to MindNexus, MindNexus, live.com, you can get all the information on what we do when we do the RF scanning. We are now doing nonlinear junction detection scanning. And what's really exciting about this is I've always caught a lot of flack out there about using an old device. And, you know, we started using this device in 2010. But was really unique when we started and using it, and people are lighting up at very specific locations. When we use the nonlinear junction detector, it lights up in the exact locations that the JM20 Pro does.
And we have studies showing this didn't happen until 20 years ago.
Yeah, different technologies.
Here's the huge enchilada, though, that Mike Grady brought up. We were simpatico. I'm like, I was going to ask, how many people now, and what are the worst regions of the world? So you guys are all over the planet. We work with other groups. You advise the EU, you name it. And Mike's like, yeah, that's where we're going next. Well, before I said it, you said we should tell people the scary news. So who wants to take this first about the percentage of people that are now showing this?
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And, you know, talking about the people that had these symptoms this is the real deal. I mean, the people that come to us, they're literally suffering like it's, you've never seen people suffer, and you see it in their eyes. And these are professional type people. These aren't people that are addicted to suffering, and you know, they throw pity parties.
They're not victims.
Correct. They're absolutely being affected by electronic harassment, electric shocks of the skin.
They're looking for solutions.
For burns on their body. You see in their eyes, they haven't slept in 3 days because of this electronic harassment that is 100% real. And then when we scan them, we find out something's going on. But what interesting was that we also hold retreats for these types of people and other people that want to learn about these types of things. We have professionals, PhDs that show up to these. And we weren't planning on scanning anybody during this retreat. And we just said everybody just wanted to get scanned. And these are people who are not experiencing any type of symptoms whatsoever, right? So we're just thinking, okay, it'll be a thing. We'll go over and then we'll just continue with the retreat. We had different things planned. Jesse had a talk. We had a lot of things going on. Alex, 100% of the people came up positive. And these are people that don't know each other. They don't work together. We had people come by the retreat to do different things that we had going on. Nobody knew each other, not connected. Everybody shows up positive. Not only that, in the same exact areas. So what's going on?
And that's the thing. I've looked this up. There's studies on it, but this didn't start happening in the last 20 years. Like, this is people that used to, like, line up with an RF scan.
Correct. Not everyone did. Only a certain percentage of the population. Now, what we're finding, and is my hypothesis, and we're going to be testing it, is that those individuals, because they're coming lining up in the exact same locations as those who are symptomatic, that they just haven't been turned on yet.
Right. And by the way, before we did the show, you said military has this pattern, civilians this.
Incarcerated.
And you gave me a map. I can do the device myself. It was exactly for a civilian me. Military's always worse. Like, it was like exactly what you said.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I can predict now if what we learned at our last retreat is that all of these anatomical locations that are lighting up on everyone.
Right. Because to be clear, the radio frequency scan that detects what's active and is actually working. That device, a nonlinear junction scan, will detect it if it's off as well.
Yeah.
Well, let's bring in another crew's waiting. Is Harrison Smith ready? I've drafted him to do this. My co-host, good friend. Let's bring Harrison Smith in there. Then let's bring in Thomas here, one of the producers. They volunteered to be scanned here on air. And again, you're not supposed to be getting frequencies off a person.
Correct. It's not normal for the human body to be emitting frequencies, and we proved that that was happening when we were allowed to go to Europe and utilize the scientific university.
Well, let's turn on your lob mic. Let's fire that up, Jesse, and let's get you out here front, Harrison. Thank you, Harrison. He's on your show at 4 p.m. today. Thank you, Jesse Beltran. Here you go. You have to
take off your jacket and your belt.
And Harrison said he was very excited about this.
It's like the TSA. We're gonna let's get him out front here and let's do this.
Promise I won't. I won't pat you down.
No, you're not going to grab your way up.
And glasses, too, brother.
Yeah.
The American Psycho glasses.
Yeah.
So, all right, here we go.
I guess what you know, this is very sensitive. It picks up any electronic at a significant distance, okay?
Yeah, put the phone on the table.
Any key fobs?
You're under arrest.
Like that.
Yeah.
It'll light up. Okay. All righty.
Maybe Harris is clean.
Spoke too soon, Alex.
Spoke too soon, yeah.
No, it's always at the base of the...
Base of the back of the neck. Yeah. 100% silicon. Probability silicon. I don't know if the camera can pick that up. But definitely there. Then we'll probably light up on the scapula.
Right, and that's where the nanotech migrates, right?
Correct. High-density nerve endings. And probably light up on the right. There it is.
It knows right where to go, too.
And then...
For control.
Notice in here, we're not getting anything, but as we get down towards the lumbar, it's usually another area. Lighting up at the lumbar. Then, go ahead and look straight ahead. Usually it's the side of the head. Right there in the TMJ areas. Right and left TMJ.
And just to be clear, this is not a gimmick. And people have had biosensors extracted from their bodies.
Yeah.
That's the old gen, right?
Yeah. You're lucky if you have the larger tech. Yeah. Right and left arms. So this is very typical of what we're seeing now in the general population.
So he has a civilian profile?
Yes.
And how's it different with like a Navy SEAL with Sean Johnson? Way stronger, more
way stronger. They're always hitting at 100%. Mm-hmm. Where these are like, you get a measurement, 40 to...
That would indicate it's through the shots thing, because they're giving so many shots.
That's a hypothesis, yeah.
That's a strong one. When we went to basic training, we got the anthrax shots, we had smallpox vaccinations, all that. Yeah.
Yes. It's there. There it is. It's usually over the heart, right and left. There it is.
That's because this stuff is programmed to go to certain spots.
Correct. Correct. And then the lateral thighs.
Which they admit in major studies 20 years ago, they have.
You can see that, Alex. It says probability silicon.
Yep.
Yeah. As long as you don't have anything electronic in there.
Oh, you don't?
No. Oh, that's what it was.
That might have thrown it off. Yeah.
See, it picked up your earbud.
Yeah.
That's how accurate that is.
Something out of,
yeah. No, but you have an earbud that's trans, and it knows what's still doing.
It's still there. It's still there. And this is where, why I said the anterior lateral thigh. And usually.
No, you gave us maps before it happened. Look at,
yeah. Both sides.
And I looked it up. This didn't start happening the last few decades.
Yeah. So, but that's typically.
These assholes what you have literally spiced everything with this.
Correct. Yeah.
All right, Harrison, what's that like for you now?
So what's the prognosis?
Well, typically we'll do an RF scan first, but we don't have that time. It takes about an hour to do everything. We'll do an RF scan first. We'll mark all those locations, and you'll find that the nonlinear will actually light up at the exact locations that we picked up on RF.
If it's active.
So, but this,
and he's
this
on. You got all your questions 4 p.m.
Yeah.
War room, great job.
The back of the neck, that's creepy.
Cyborg.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, that's the control.
You're welcome.
All right, let's bring in, it's in all the studies, they admit it all. Let's bring in Thomas, one of the producers, does a great job, great researcher. Thomas, here we are, we're going to find out what's going on with you.
Homo Borg Genesis, like
we're,
the Borg.
We're going to find out if you're a civilian or a super soldier. There we go.
The Borg from Star Trek was an artificial intelligence.
Maybe he's cleaned.
No.
We gotta have somebody that doesn't have this stuff.
Actually, we did find someone who lived out in a rural area who just lived a healthy lifestyle, never had vaccines, and he lit up in three areas. So I think it's gonna be here at the base of the neck. There it is.
What's that say?
So it's second harmonic, and it's positive for semiconductor material.
And that's because it's throwing off a signal?
No, this is not, that detects a signal. This detects for semiconductive materials, silicon-based materials.
Which means we're definitely polluted with it.
Yeah.
And we joke around stuff and Alex, but the bottom line here is none of this is funny. This is real. This is what's happening.
No, I know, I know.
Globalist agenda, and it's happening right now.
This is looking good for Thomas, though. No, he's not lighting up.
He's negative there, but positive at the base of the spine.
Agenda 2030 is 5 years from now.
Oh, I know. I take it serious. I have gallows humor.
We do it, too. Well, we have to do it unless you want to keep your sanity, right?
Yeah. It's gallows humor.
Right.
I just played 60 Minutes saying, we're putting gel chips in you to track you. I mean, it's like, this is going on.
And then, like you said, it's self-admitted. Look at Event 201, what they admitted, the actual plan for the actual
pandemic. I mean, they legalized nanotech with no studies 5 years ago.
Right.
Four and a half years. I mean, it's like.
There's Apex, left side of the heart.
But their philosophy is arrogance, isn't it, Alex, the globalists?
It is.
Yeah. They want you to know.
It's not there. It's usually the abdomen. Right there in the upper abdomen. Put your arms out. So he's coming up in less areas that we typically see.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We're on the low end. You must be.
What about the ears and the gums?
Well, we'll try the TMJ. That's typically where we get.
Yeah, I live like a Christmas tree on my jaw.
You're 100%, Alex. You're just getting a light hit there.
That's good.
Conclusive.
What are you doing? Your diet's good. You're not eating enough GMO.
That's not good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So that's about 80% for semiconductive material there.
On the left side.
On the left side, yeah.
And we know the COVID shots literally grow it.
Yeah. Right.
So how bad is it, Jesse, how bad is it when you compare it to somebody who's had like 4 or 5 jabs? Are they worse?
Yeah, they light up everywhere like a Christmas tree. But yeah, you're lighting up, but not like we typically see. Oh. Yeah.
You're doing good. You're not like all the soldiers. You said like the worst, more special operations, the worst, right?
Correct, yeah.
All right, thank you. Anybody else want to get in here? All right. You're going to be hosting tomorrow because I want to see what you say. I appreciate you coming in. Not that I don't like to talk. 1:30, you're a little bit early. Get it ready. You guys are going to knock out of the park. You're on the war room coming up. Thank you so much, gentlemen. A quick closing comment.
Follow us on X at Mind Nexus Live. Everybody has a responsibility to this information. You can't be apathetic. Even though Sam Adams did say it doesn't take a majority to prevail, it takes a tired, irate minority keen in setting brush fires in the minds of men. That's your responsibility. Share the articles, share the videos, tell people you know, because this affects everybody, even if you don't think it affects you.
Absolutely. This is about your generations to come. This is about your children, your great-grandchildren, all your loved ones.
It's a biological mad scientist takeover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to have autonomy for them? Do you want them to have free will? Because this is the mark of the beast.
This is the takeover. It's here. And they admit it. We didn't even show the Bill Gates patents for the put shit, liquid nanotech in you and then track everywhere you go and control you with it.
Yeah. That's
and then the World Economic Forum saying, oh, we have these earbuds that read your brain. They already have it.
Correct. They already have the ability. They're just planting the seeds.
Yeah. All right. We're out of time because I want to hear the Steve Bannon interview for this morning. It was powerful, quick, and informative. You guys will have an hour break. I mean, the war room starts in like 35 minutes, but you'll have an hour and 30-minute break. And I can't wait for you to host the show tomorrow, both of you guys. All right?
Great. Awesome.
Come bring the crew stuff loaded in. You'll be in charge tomorrow. Can't wait. Jesse, love you. Really great to meet you and you'll get to know you guys and also the great work you're doing at Mind Nexus Live. All right. I barely plugged last hour. They put in the receiver. They got their fake state court order. I'm not going to be mean. Not going to give them what they want. He's back here tomorrow with clickers and their people, and they'll decide when they're going to close the doors. And you imagine the explosion when this actually shuts down. Of awakening, not violence. I fought the good fight. You stood with us. We exposed their operations. We got lawsuits against it all, and the Democrats doing it. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we just keep fighting. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network at AJ and Lime on X, and of course on Rumble. All the rest of it. The same satellite feeds. All the stations are ready. I said I'll see Ben today. It's like a shark's teeth roll forward. They fall out. More teeth go forward. But I can't grow teeth without you. We've already grown some big, nasty teeth. They can be a little longer, a little sharper. They're not quite as big as the last ones, but there's even a bigger set behind those that are going to make grandpa mean, big, big, big ones. You decide how big and long and sharp our shark teeth are to bite into globalist lies when you spread the word, when you pray for the broadcast, when you buy products, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Because I don't own that. Bigly, our sponsor, does. The very best supplements, the very best products, the very best wide selection of Patriot apparel, and so much more getting added to the site. There's a new crazy sale, a huge Faraday bag, so you can't be tracked where you go. It also stops EMP. This is a huge value with all the top supplements put into it. It is a $720 value for $199, 72% off. This is an insane sale. Come and take it. A Faraday bag with all the internal pouches and all the rest of it. Exclusive come and take a t-shirt, your choice. Limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger. They're already sold out, but they held some back. Ultramethylene blue tincture and capsules. Bovine colostrum, ultimate CMOS, Shilajit, that's so amazing, and more. When you get the ultimate Faraday bundle bag with a massive 72% discount right now. It's critical. And I know we already get good support, but we need big support. And so I fought it. I tried to defeat it. We beat them in the court of public opinion the whole time. But now is the next phase of the InfoWar. You decide how powerful it is at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now, now, now. Get the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox that also goes after these spike proteins, the rest of it. on the site right now, theauctionstore.com. All right, myself this morning with a powerful interview with Steve Bannon coming up. Then Harrison Smith, 3 p.m. Central with the War Room. Stay with us. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexShowStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it, too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones joins us. Alex, thanks for doing this, and particularly doing it the last second. Here on Saturday, I was sitting here working, and of course, we've got you on our alerts, and all of a sudden, pop, a special broadcast from Alex Jones. It was absolutely mesmerizing. Can you explain to our audience, because you've got the regularly scheduled show you're working all the time. I think it's 7 days a week. What drives you to have a special broadcast and what preparation? Because I don't know if it was off the top of your head or what, but it was absolutely mesmerizing. You walked through the entire tour de horizon of what's going on in the world. It was a brilliant encapsulation of where we are in this moment in time. First off, how do you determine you're going to have a special broadcast day or night?
Well, thank you for the kind words, Steve. Obviously, when Charlie Kirk got assassinated, it was in the last hour of my daily show at about 2:15 Central or so. And so our next show continued on, but then I ended up doing an emergency broadcast that night. I mean, that's an obvious thing to do. And if the stock market goes down a couple thousand points, we'll do an emergency broadcast. But then a lot of times, I'll tell the crew, they know to be on call. We have a special Saturday crew that, and I have a nighttime crew that can come in, or an even early morning crew that can come in, that if something big breaks, obviously, and it's dangerous, then I will call an emergency broadcast. But the one I did Saturday, and I just decided that morning to do it, was because I realized that I hadn't been explaining big picture situation and how we're part of this huge global realignment. I mean, I've mentioned it, I've talked about it, but now all the confluence of these things are coming together, particularly Venezuela, the EBT, digital food stamps being cut off on November 1st. I'd also talked to sources in air traffic controlling in Austin, at Bergstrom, and they said there's no IT people even there when things break, and that it's much worse than what we're even seeing in the news. And I was just realizing that I need to come on air and big picture tie all those different issues together. We also have all these Democrat spokespersons openly calling for violence and insurrection, really intensifying that call. So I just wanted to give kind of a general state of the country and the world and just point out that we are in an emergency. And just like Naomi Wolf was saying earlier, Trump has had so many massive successes, and I don't think we've ever seen a president do this much in just 10 months. It's just a historical fact. And I don't think the White House is doing a good enough job really talking about their incredible successes. They'll have some one-liners at cabinet meetings, and the cabinet will thank Trump, for what he's done, and they'll thank each other, and that's great. But I really think we need more basically State of the Union type addresses and not wait for a State of the Union. I think Trump should really right now call Congress in and have a special address. I mean, that's what Netanyahu does when he thinks something's really urgent. And, he's a foreign leader, but I understand why he comes over here. So I just think Trump needs to have, well put together, powerful presentations and speeches, fireside chat type situations, similar to what he did when the media was saying that there aren't any white farmers being murdered in South Africa, when, of course, just north of there in Rhodesia, they murdered them all and ran them all out. And now it's happening there. Well, he had the leaders there and showed little 5-minute presentations and had South Africans in his White House that, my dad got killed. Well, my brother got killed. And so it was so powerful. Great. South Africa is important and Christians being murdered is important. But boom, this is the big stage here. This is the whole shooting match. And I also wanted to do an emergency broadcast because it's clear that hundreds of thousands of people dying a year of fentanyl, most of it coming out of Venezuela. Venezuela heavily involved manipulating elections, being the piggy bank of the Democratic Party, that Trump's doing what he must do, taking out these drug boats. It's exactly what Thomas Jefferson would have done with the Barbary Pirates, and that really set the precedent. And now we've got the Gerald R. Ford moving in, the biggest, best aircraft carrier. You've got the B-1 bombers. You've got the thousands and 10,000 Marines practicing amphibious invasion. You got Maduro threatening 5,000 Russian missiles on his coast. And I think it's clear that we're already on the ground there with special operations and the CIA. And I also wanted to point out, I don't trust some elements of the CIA that could pull another Bay of Pigs on us. So I overall just wanted to be official that I haven't supported any of these wars since I've been on air for 31 years. I supported some of the police actions against Somali pirates and things like that and rescue missions and things. But I do overall understand the president's view. He's doing the right thing moving to topple Maduro, the communist dictator. But there's a lot of dangers there. But I also wanted to officially not be a waffler and say for the first time ever, I do support the president's regime change overall mission, but I'm also, again, very concerned and want to warn the public up front that elements of the CIA, I would imagine, will actually try to sabotage this operation if we follow their past activities.
Give me, step back for a second. Give us the all the forces you see converging that President Trump's trying to sort out, and then we'll get to how it impacts here in the United States. But what do you see as the major forces now that he's combating and trying to, you know, he's bringing together eight countries on peace. He says he's going to eventually get to Ukraine and Russia. Orban, I think, helped a lot today by standing up to the EU and saying, I'm not going to support the stealing of the $350 billion of the Russian people's assets. But what do you think the major things? So his trip to Asia so far has been triumphant, right? He signed a Southeast Asian trade deal. He's bringing together, ending a war. He's over, you know, hanging in Japan right now. They've already got a framework. We don't know the details. They already have a framework with the CCP. And I don't think Scott Bessent's kowtowed to that. They've also announced at least 1 year on the heavy rare earths, which is absolutely essential because we have a knife to our throat. But the converging forces you see right now in the world that Trump is trying to sort out.
Well, obviously, you're right. There's a lot of them. China's number one, and Trump has ended our surrender to Communist China and the CFR Globalist Alliance, propping them up. So we're in the process of actually having a real pivot towards Asia and containing China in the Caribbean and in Panama and in Venezuela. So it all points back to China, obviously. Then we're being distracted in the European war with NATO and Zelensky openly thwarting any peace deal and saying that they're going to, the NATO forces, long-range missiles, regardless if Trump won't, to start hitting places like Moscow, clearly trying to escalate into full war so that NATO can officially be sucked in. That's probably, after China, the biggest issue, and it's a looming current threat, probably the biggest threat, not just to America, but life on the surface of this planet. And then you have over $5 trillion that BlackRock and the globalists have sucked out the last 10 months out of the U.S. stock market, putting it in the EU stock market, trying to sabotage Trump's recovery. That's failed. Now it's upwards of $18 trillion committed investment, over $7 trillion that's already flooded in. So Trump's winning that economic war. But then they've got their ace card, the government shutdown, that on November 1st, this coming Saturday, within days of the EBT cards not being loaded with money, you're going to start seeing mass looting and rioting that will make the summer of love in 2020 look tame in comparison. And that is the open economic terrorism, administrative terrorism of the Democratic Party. Then you have the blue city mayors and police chiefs that are going to stand down. And then you have them already pre-planning all this in their Podesta civil war operation, that when Trump sends in troops to do his duty, that then that will be called, you know, Hitler and dictatorship and what they're already doing. And so that is the existential threat. Domestically, he's gotten a 96% shutdown of the border, even higher. He's cut off more than half the fentanyl coming in. So we're seeing, you know, Trump really put a tourniquet on our leg that's been cut off, and now he's in the process of trying to actually, you know, grow us a new one, which you can't do for a person, but you can do for a country. They can rise like a phoenix, and we just need to get the message out to everybody that all of this is existential. We're at the main turning point. We're at the crossroads of history. We're at the fourth turning. There isn't a historian, there isn't an analyst, there isn't a futurist that doesn't deny that. And the globalists, via the CFR and their other organizations, had said this is the Chinese century, America's done, we're not open for business. But right at the 11th hour, Trump was able to get back in and really turn it around so much quicker than he tried to do in his first administration, because as Trump said in his own words, he wasn't sophisticated enough understanding how Washington really works. So this is just an amazing time to be alive. And Trump is the lifeboat in which the West is surviving right now. And we literally have the globalists and the EU and the Democrats and Keir Starmer like Lilliputians with their little swords trying to poke holes in the bottom of the life raft. And we have to see them as the absolute crazed demons that they are, who will sink us and them along with us to the bottom of Davy Jones's locker. And there really aren't words to describe how cut and dry this is. People pray for deliverance. People pray for revival. They pray for reform. And we're seeing also so many other great leaders around the country in business and in government and in every other facet of society. Humanity is rising all over the world. Populism's winning, but evil is launching its counterstrike right now. And this is the heart of the war. And if Trump can push through and be successful and stop all the lawfare and stop all the court corruption and, you know, stop their people trying to block in the deep state these critical prosecutions that have now, thank God, begun, then we will literally have a new golden age versus the Great Reset, which is a planned post-industrial Malthusian AI-controlled hellscape in the globalist own words. And that's one reason Trump's winning so many hearts and minds, even in Silicon Valley, not to the extent I know we want, but at least they have to act like they like him, is the dystopian nature of where Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the UN were taking us is just so nightmarish. They began to realize that even if they're part of that evil system, the dog isn't going to hunt if enough people are awake around the world and resisting it. And so we're in the prime position to not just start winning more of these battles, but to actually win the war for the future of humanity. It's just an amazing, epic time.
Alex Jones, the reason I asked you on, you were kind enough, given all the work you do over the weekend, to join us on Monday morning. I want to kick this week off because two things I want to focus on, but we got you, is one, the EBIT card and this government shutdown getting real this week, and what you are projecting that the 35,000 NGOs that are financed to somehow on the government payroll still are going to do come Saturday. Also, Tom Fitton was on the show on Saturday saying, look, we're not going hard enough in the deep state. We have everything out there. These are onesies, twosies. President Trump needs to designate a special prosecutor and run it out of the White House. But let's take the first one first. Walk us through the critical path of what's going to happen this week to get to your Saturday, 1 November, revolution in the streets of America, sir.
Well, tomorrow, the air traffic controllers stop getting paid, along with hundreds of other job classes and positions, tens of thousands of employees of the federal government. That's going to cause absolute haywire. Even the transportation secretary said that in a speech he gave Friday, that it's going to cancel many flights. Some airports will shut down. So that's going to be absolutely terrible. But compared to next Saturday, when the EBT payments to the debit cards that 46 million Americans rely on, and some of them are really disabled, some of them are need it, but the majority have never had a job, are totally entitled, and there are just thousands of videos on X alone and everywhere else. You can't even keep track of it with serious criminals. Those people tracked their names and found out they've got huge rap sheets saying that as soon as the money doesn't load onto the card, they are going to go rob the grocery stores, the Targets, the Walmarts, the Walgreens, the dollar stores, everything. And then anybody that gets in their way, they're going to physically attack or kill. And it's a carnival atmosphere, like the Joker movie or something, in just a celebration. And these multi-generational, brainwashed welfare people literally are blaming Trump. They are so politically illiterate that they don't know it's 100% the Democrats that have done this, or that Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer and all of them have been bragging that this is the necessary pain and this is their leverage on Trump. And so we need very serious messaging that it's the Democrats. I don't know if we can reach these people. They're literally so stupid and so coddled and so lazy, but we need the general public to understand that the Democrats 100% are holding the country hostage. They are counting on this uprising as part of the open Podesta plan that we've talked about so much and all the hype we've seen, and that this has never happened before where you have a total shutdown like this and no welfare checks going out, no digital money going out. And so to try to calculate it is really hard. You also have the blue city mayors and the blue city prosecutors and judges that are going to release these people. They have a good understanding of that. And so this is just a massive crisis that we're facing. And I know Trump has emergency powers during emergencies, but he needs to really start telling the public about that specifically and explaining that. And then asking the public to have a larger debate about that, because the Democrats in the Podesta plan say that once they lock down the country and cause an insurrection and have the blue cities and states basically secede. They say literally secede, but at first just start being obstructionist and causing massive destruction. Then when Trump rolls out with the emergencies, they go, see, he's a dictator. So this is all a plotted plan, and it's certainly going to, be great for, ratings for our shows, but I'd rather not have the country on fire and just massive crime. I mean, there are so many of these criminal groups openly organized online saying, we're going to home invade, we're going to carjack you, we're going to kill you, we're going to kill Trump supporters, we're going to kill Whitey. And this has been the Democratic Party with their anti-Trump rhetoric that they've then connected to, quote, white supremacy. So Trump is Hitler, all his supporters are Hitler, and Hitler is taking away their money, and so now it's time to go out and kill Hitler, and Hitler will just be a father and a mother, at a gas station pumping gas when they get carjacked. And so it's going to be explosive, and all of it lies at the feet of the Democrats, who have shown zero intention of reversing this and are actually have a glint in their eye as they talk about how this is going to punish Trump and punish America. But in the end, if they follow through with this, the truth is getting out there, and it is going to be their Waterloo. But this is true terrorism. They created this dependency system, and now they're preparing to fully trigger the final stages of the Cloward and Piven operation meets the Podesta plan.
Cloward Piven, I was just about to say that. Brilliant. On the reverse side, our opportunity, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that has to happen now to actually take down the deep state and to adjudicate the stealing of the 2020 election, January 6th, everything they did on lawfare to keep Trump, to try to destroy Trump, in the years in the wilderness. We have an opportunity, but it's just taking too long. Tom Fenton, who's one of the best in our movement, just came on Saturday and said, look, we need to, President Trump in his Article 2 powers is the chief magistrate, the chief law enforcement officer. President Trump is now saying that repeatedly. He's saying that we need to designate a special prosecutor and take all these cases under one roof, and it reports right to the Oval Office and to the President of the United States. Your thoughts on that, since you've been at the cutting edge of taking down the deep state, sir?
Well, I've got two words for the president, and they're a man's first and last name. And it's called Abraham Lincoln. And so, and the powers Trump has today, most of them come from that, but they also go back to George Washington. George Washington wouldn't put up with this. Abraham Lincoln wouldn't put up with this. And I understand the South had its beefs and British intelligence was manipulating it. But regardless, it was a plan to split the country in two. We know the rest of the story. So it's the Democrats creating the martial law, civil war, race war scenario like they did in the early 1860s. They are doing it again. And so what would Abraham Lincoln do? That's why I back what Trump's doing in our hemisphere with Venezuela and these missiles that could kill millions of people, these boats with these payloads of fentanyl. We are under attack. He doesn't have a right to destroy the boats. He has a duty. And so what would Thomas Jefferson do? What would Abraham Lincoln do? What would other great presidents like Andrew Jackson do? And that is exactly what Trump needs to do. The Democratic Party is a terrorist organization. The Democratic Party is at war with the very existence of this country. They're allied with Communist China, and now it has to happen. And, of course, we have Trump ally says grand jury has been impaneled in Florida to investigate sweeping conspiracy against Trump and the Crossfire Hurricane and, of course, the Arctic Frost. That's good, but as you said, we need more momentum. We need a total sense of urgency, and we have to have kingpins. It started with Comey. But we've got to have Brennan and others indicted immediately, because that will then break the will of their minions who still think they're going to be able to hang on for another 3 years. No, we have to break this thing's back. They weaponized everything. They did it. We are not retaliating. We are not involved in vengeance. We are involved in the survival of the United States of America. This republic will die in the next few years if Trump is not successful. And so he saved the country at the last minute from certain doom with Kamala Harris and the globalist plan to basically end the country as we know it and move all the power to Europe and China. Now we are grabbing victory from the jaws of defeat, but we are not fully out of the jaws yet. And so it's going to take absolute, dramatic, decisive action. And President Trump has the people's backing. We have the lower level Article 3 courts that are created by Congress that are not coequal with the executive or legislative, openly involved in insurrection themselves. And this arrogant legal class of legal would-be emperors still are absolutely hell-bent on defeating our rescue operation of the Republic. And if America falls, all the analysts agree, the West will fall, and the future of humanity is absolutely hellish.
Alex, where do folks get your show now? Where do they get InfoWars, particularly if you do an emergency broadcast, but what you do every day on social media, where do folks go?
Sure, just quick update. The receiver is appointed by the court, and he was here last week. He's here again this week. He's deciding when to close InfoWars. We have the Alex Jones Network backup studios. People can find that on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live on X. We also have channels on Rumble, and then we're going to be launching new news sites we'll be announcing soon that are ready, and everybody will know that. They'll just get the URL, the equipment, and this building, and then we will just, like shark teeth, one set falls out, the next rolls forward. We got the next row of teeth rolling forward, and thanks to everybody's support. And all we need is people's word-of-mouth prayer and financial support by supporting our sponsors just like they support yours. That is, just like people in a munitions factory in a war, just as important as the artillery operators or as the people on ships or as the Marines at the landing zones. And so people's word-of-mouth, their prayer, and their support of what we're doing will take the InfoWar to the next level. InfoWars is just a website, but the term InfoWar belongs to everybody. It will just become stronger. And we're all the InfoWar, the War Room, myself. It all goes forward, and it belongs to the people of America and the world. So thank you so much, Steve Bannon. But they can find my show currently at InfoWars.com/show and Real Alex Jones on X.
I'm here to say, and this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. In a big way, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now. I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets and these Instagrams, these Instas. This is ghetto. This is ghetto. This is corporate. They're taking your energy. They're taking your energy and you're getting nothing in return. Nothing.
They're dumbing the language down. Twitter's designed to reduce the language directly out of 1984. It's Ingsoc.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How many more moons and sunrises will you see in your life? Rise and fall. There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness sometime.
No.
No, you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane.
And you had the Justice Stephen Breyer said we need to look at a global law. Now, remember just recently
getting it lined up with it.
So they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.